The London Mayor, Sadiq Khan, is seeing bots. Robots. Lots of them. That and more with me, Nick Abbott, after the new news at 10 on LBC.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and...
Play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation. This is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at 10 o'clock. The Foreign Office has confirmed a British man has died after a bus crash in the Canary Islands. It was carrying UK nationals on La Gomera at around lunchtime. More now from LBC's Jamie Long.
In total, more than two dozen British holidaymakers have been hurt. That's according to the Canary Islands Emergency Service. It happened on the island of La Gomera to the west of Tenerife. Four people are understood to have been severely injured, with a 73-year-old man and a 42-year-old man airlifted to hospital in Tenerife. Foreign Secretary Yvette Cooper says her thoughts are with those affected and the Foreign Office is in touch with the local authorities.
Britain is to host further talks on reopening the Strait of Hormuz with a coalition of countries next week. It comes after the Prime Minister spoke to President Trump about the need for a practical plan to get ships moving through the route. The Duke of Sussex is rejecting a defamation claim which is being made by a charity he helped to found. Senator Barley claims it was subjected to a coordinated adverse media campaign. Prince Harry has called the accusation offensive and damaging. A man's been jailed for 8 years for causing his wife to take her own life. Kimberly Bruce died in Dundee in 2023 after Lee Milne subjected her to an 18-month campaign of abuse. Judge Lady Drummond has described the family's impact statement to the High Court in Glasgow.
They describe her as one in a million, a much-loved daughter, sister and aunt. And they are devastated by her death. Nothing I can say or do today will bring her back and ease their grief.
A 27-year-old Sudanese man's been arrested after four migrants died while trying to cross the English Channel. The French authorities say two men and two women drowned off the northern coast on Thursday. Peter Mandelson is facing a fine of up to £300 after being pictured urinating in the street. Kensington and Chelsea Council has confirmed it's looking to issue a fixed penalty notice. The photo was taken in November. In the city, the FTSE 100 closed down 3 points at 10,600. The pound will buy $1.34 and €1.15. LBC weather, rain overnight for most of Scotland, Wales and also the northwest of England. Some of that rain could turn into snow over central Scotland. We'll see a low of around 3 degrees. From Global's newsroom, for LBC, I'm Tim Daly.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Nick Abbott.
I'd like to punch him in the face.
Well, let's get back to it.
The two-day burst of warm spring weather in the UK, The two-day burst of warm spring weather the UK enjoyed this week is set to end and as rain and gales arrive.
Damn it!
It's the first time I've spoken today. Give us a break. The UK experienced one of its warmest April days on record, as in ever, on Wednesday, when 26.6 centigrade, that's about 80 Fahrenheit, was recorded at Kew Gardens in southwest London. And I was there. And I had to stop myself from saying, it's too hot.
What?
Yeah, almost said it. It was the hottest day of 2026 so far, and also the second hottest day ever recorded in the first half of April, and it's all thanks to global warming. This week it was hotter in London than Ibiza and Rome, wherever they are. However, forecasters say that temperatures are likely to return to around or even below the seasonal norm of 10 to 14 centigrade. Plus, rain will hit many areas over the next few days with gales in places and the chance of snow over the highest ground in Scotland. Snow?
Oh, no.
Over the weekend, gales are possible in some northern and western parts, while rain will mostly fall in the northwest, I bet. Checking on that while you wait. One moment, please. Your call is not important to us. We don't care about you. If we did, we would have picked it up already. One moment. Ah, it's raining at the moment in Glasgow. Can you believe that?
Yes.
Yeah, it's raining very heavily in Glasgow at the moment. Do not call to tell me it isn't, because it is. tomorrow, furthermore, it will be raining. It will be raining on Sunday and raining on Monday and raining on Tuesday and raining on... raining on Thursday and Friday and next Saturday, the 18th. And then more rain on Sunday and... not raining on Monday the 20th. Rubbish. Raining on Tuesday, however, and not Wednesday, apparently. Although I wouldn't believe that. I wouldn't bet on that if I were you. And it will be, of course, raining on Thursday the 23rd and every day for the rest of your life. This week's temperatures have been out of the ordinary, in some cases more than 10 degrees centigrade above the seasonal average. That's about 18 degrees Fahrenheit. Thanks to southerly winds from continental Europe coming over here. Of course, as gales are arriving, if you must travel in gales, then motoring organisations suggest that you turn off your headlights and just use your fog lights and recline your seat so that you can hardly see over the steering wheel, because that makes you look cool. Of course, if you're driving a Vauxhall hatchback, you will already be doing this.
Thank you.
Now, would you like to hear the long-range forecast for the next 4 weeks?
No.
OK, Saturday, rainy and windy. And then the middle 2 weeks of April, sunny spells, followed by rain, you know where, bright in the southeast. And then last week of April, first week of May. Oh, blimey. First week of May. That's the fifth month of the year. We're practically halfway to Jesus' birthday. The last week of April, first week of May. Well, it's upside down. It's going to be dry in the north and wet in the south. Temperatures will probably be close to or slightly above normal overall. Temperatures will probably be close to or slightly above temperatures over normal overall. Oh, well, never mind. screwed it up right at the end there. Who cares? Daryl in Hove says, I'd like to thank you for convincing Malaria to return the focus to the Epstein files. By the way, it was a master stroke disguising yourself as the Easter Bunny. Worst job ever.
Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein?
Yeah, things have got so bad, he's trying to distract from Iran by bringing up Jeffrey Epstein. Do you believe that? Martin says, is Melania still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? I don't know. Let's ask.
Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein?
Yeah, it appears as though she is and we are. Or the other way around. She are and we is. Donald Trump is to audit Britain and other NATO allies.
What?
Yeah, he's going to audit us. Is that like when the taxman checks on whether you've paid enough?
No.
No, it's not that kind of audit at all. It's an audit to see if we've been naughty or nice. You know, like Father Christmas.
Who gives a about Christmas stuff and decoration?
The president seems to be disappointed with us by refusing to get involved in the Iran war, which he started without telling us and which we didn't get into because... And this is true. It was a stupid idea.
Don't be rude.
Even Tetchy Fagash unhooked his lips from Donald Trump's backside to say that it might not be a great idea. And he's a nutcase.
I'm a nutcase.
Of course, he didn't say that initially. And now that Donald Trump has lost and looks like a deflated space hopper, poor little Donnie is scanning the room to look for somebody to blame. And in that regard, we win. The US administration has hinted that it could withdraw its military forces from countries seen as being particularly unhelpful to the war effort and reward those who are seen as helpful. Well, that's you in Russia off the hook. It's like saying that the bus driver who just drove off a cliff is going to reward his passengers who yelled at him to go faster. Is that the strategy?
There's no strategy. I have no strategy. There's zero strategy.
The latest move in the deepening transatlantic rift came as Skier aimed yet another jibe at the White House. After speaking to Donald Trump about Iran last night, the prime minister of this country made a thinly veiled jibe about leaders who inflame tensions and drive up bills in a Guardian article. For which, by the way, we should be truly grateful.
Thank you.
Thank you, Skier. The tangerine twitler has inflamed tensions. Inflaming tensions seems to be his default position. And he has driven up bills. I mean, look at the price of petrol. Exactly. He did that. And Skier said he was fed up with bills going up in the UK because of the actions of Rootin' Tootin' or Adolf Twitler. And we should all be fed up with those two. Only a fake patriot in Union Jack socks would defend Desperate Don and Rootin' Tootin'. And they do. Oddly. Funny how things always seem to come back to Russia.
The Russians. Russia. Russia. Russia.
Russia. Exactly. Skier said that being in NATO was in America's interests as a defensive alliance for which four decades has kept us much safer than we would otherwise have been. Correct, Amundo. That's right, Skier. NATO's a defensive alliance, not an attack force, for whatever deluded scheme trips across the orangutaco's fevered brow.
Oh, shut up!
The US has got 13 bases and about 10,000 Air Force and other personnel in Britain land. And their withdrawal would have a major security and economic impact. This is what we are led to believe. The USAF analysis in 2012 suggested that they contribute $1.3 billion to our economy, including almost $200 million in local employment. And you know what? If it's a toss-up between a small hit to the economy or this country being used as a battering ram by idiot Amin in the White House, I choose to be a tiny bit poorer in the short term. How about you? Of course, if we just go along with whatever harebrained scheme he chooses next, then it'll cost us a lot more money than however many burgers the Americans stationed here can chew through. Of course, if Donito pulls all the American forces out of Europe, that would please his close personal friend, hero and model for good governance, Vlad the Insaner. Curious. If you just think that Donny is working for Vladimir Putin, then all the crazy things he does make a lot more sense. If you assume he's working in the interest of the United States of America, the stupid things he does don't make any sense at all. But if you assume that he's working for Russia, then the things he does don't seem that stupid after all.
The Russians.
Yes,
Russia,
that's right.
Russia,
Russia, Russia, Russia. It came as the ceasefire between the US, Israel and Iran appeared on the verge of collapse after Donald Trump accused Tehran of breaching their agreement. And who didn't see that coming? I mean, he was just going to take the hit to his personal bigness and slope away in ignominy? That he, Donald Trump, would accept the loss of face when people started to take the mickey and say that he failed to win a war that he said he'd already won over and over again? No. Any excuse to bomb a little more and see what happens. He'll get the video briefings of stuff blowing up. I mean, that's just so exciting.
You have to see it. It's very cool. Missiles launched, missiles launched, missiles launching. They're launching. Okay, we're ready. Fire, boom. Genius. It's like unbelievable.
It really is. It really is unbelievable, yeah. I'm not sure that genius is quite the word that I'm looking for. Not even a stable one.
I'm a very stable genius.
He's a very stable genius. Fire, boom. On Thursday, there was still no sign that Iran was lifting its near-total blockade of the Strait of Hormuz because of Israel's ongoing attacks on Lebanon. And how are they blocking it? I think they're blocking it with magnets.
Magnets. Magnets. Now, nobody knows what magnets are.
Nobody knows what magnets are. So the peace president can't even stop a war that he started. Never mind the 8 or 10 or 20 wars he claims to have stopped personally, some between countries that don't even exist. So now Genghis Khan is going to audit us. And the right-wing press and their foghorn favourites are saying that it's all Keir Starmer's fault. You know Keir Starmer, don't you?
Boo!
Yes, that's him. And they're saying that relations between the US and the rest of NATO are now at a low point because of woke liberals in Europe. No. The strained relations are because we have a tangerine tyrant with the temperament of a toddler thrashing his arms around in a perpetual rage like he's teething and didn't get any presents for his birthday. I don't think he's got the temperament for the job.
But I have a strong temperament, and it's a very good temperament, and it's a very in-control temperament. I have a very strong temperament, but I have a temperament that's totally under control.
And our leader, has been about as steady as you can be while he's walking a tightrope in a gale. If Fagash had been in number 10, we'd be trailing around after Donny like a lovesick teenager, begging him to use our troops for whatever deluded scheme he comes up with next. On Thursday, a Downing Street spokesmodel said the Prime Minister spoke to President Trump from Qatar this evening. The Prime Minister set out his discussions with Gulf leaders and military planners in the region on the need to restore freedom of navigation to the Strait of Hormuz, as well as the UK's efforts to convene partners to agree a viable plan. Or he could just send out 100-word tweets in all caps whining about how everyone is being mean to him and what a loser Bruce Springsteen is.
Rock and roll!
Select 0345-6060-973, Friday, Saturday, Sunday night at 10. Nick Abbott, LBC.
This is LBC.
There it is, her suspicious face. She doesn't believe you. All you did was tell her your shirt was chenille. She said, what's chenille? You said, dunno, but you do know it feels chic. And so does she. She felt it for almost too long. Then you gave a twirl to show off the fit. She nearly spat out her croffin. You deliver the final bombshell. It's from Primark, only 14 quid. Surprise is served. Shockingly chic for £14. That's so Primark. Available in-store and on click and collect.
Calling all young creatives. Kickstart your career in media. Apply now and join us in years 10 or 12 at Global Academy. GlobalAcademy.com.
Oh, you want weight loss advice?
Weight loss? Actually, what you want to do...
I got my weight loss secret from my mother, who got it from her mother's...
My tip is...
Weight loss?
Forget that.
Just keep dancing.
Dragon fruit.
Podcast.
Advice.
Or you could go to MedExpress. MedExpress. Healthcare without the noise. Go to medexpress.co.uk/weightloss.
Ali 60 milligram hard capsules contain orlistat for overweight adults with a BMI of 28 plus. Follow a reduced calorie, low fat diet. Always read the label.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
Go all Irish to France with great low prices. With Irish Ferries, you can for less less. Irish Ferries, see you travel differently. T's and C's apply.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345-6060-973.
And I like him. He's a good man. He is not a racist. I can tell you that. He's a good person.
Thanks, Donnie. You're the best. You're the best, worst president ever. Guildford. Hello, Ethan.
Hi, Nick.
Ethan.
Yes, sir.
Are you talking with your head in a bucket?
No, hang on. Have I got a speakerphone on?
Oh, no.
Is that better?
Oh, that is so much better. It's like you just walked into the room. Carry on.
Okay. You were talking about the weather earlier. Mm-hmm. So bear with me. This is for you. Alexa, continue.
Okay, well, we can't really play music on this show. It's against the law. But thanks for whatever that was, Ethan. Couldn't make it out. Tricilla says, with Iran now exerting significant control over the Bend of Hormuz and uncertainty looming over the midterm elections, here's a presidential name for your list. Donald the Lame Duck. Wow, that's terrible. Let me think about that for a moment.
No.
It's a no from me. Jenny in Carmarthen says, please can I have the birthday jingle? I was 108 last weekend. I wasn't able to text you as I was in Spain for a short break and may have had too many refreshments, as you do when you celebrate being 108. Are we believing her that she's 108 years old? Is that possible? I bet my glamorous assistant wants to find out straight away, if not sooner, about the oldest person in this country, because it can't be too far off 108. Are you on the case? I see a blizzard of activity in there. In my mind. not actually happening in real life. So immobile, she might as well be a statue. Well, okay, Jenny, if that is even slightly true, you get the long version. Hopefully you can make it to the end of this. 108. Jenny in Carmarthen, you made it. David in Teddington says, hi, Nick. I am sure the Artemis 2 project has cost NASA billions of dollars, but wouldn't you think that they could have pushed the boat out and bought a female astronaut a hairband? I haven't been watching any of that. I just couldn't be bothered. I mean, like, what is the point? Like, there aren't enough problems on Earth. We're going and fixing outer space now? No. No, just don't care. And any developments are going to be so far into the future. I mean, if we're talking about, you know, a space lodge on the moon or using the moon to blast off to Mars, I mean, that's so far in our future. I mean, how could you possibly get interested in any of that? Let's try and fix the problems that we got here on Earth before we start mending space. Have I read this one from Dan? Imagine starting a war to stop people talking about Jeffrey Epstein, and then your wife brings Jeffrey Epstein to the world's attention. Do you think she cares? Well, if only there was a way to find out.
I don't care.
No, she doesn't care, funnily enough. Let's have Doncaster. Hello, Martin.
Hi, Nick. Yeah, imagine being married to Donald Trump.
I can't. Even if I sat here from now to the rest of time, I wouldn't be able to imagine what that is like. No.
Yeah, I'm just ringing up, Nick. Your first words, what you said about being conned. I think the country is being conned. It's terrible, really. You look at Nigel Farage and reform yesterday. He knocks on somebody's door with a check.
Yeah.
Reform supporting staunch reform voters.
Hmm.
Who he's been pictured with.
Yes.
Making out he doesn't know him. Yeah, you know I mean. And it's like if I enter a competition, I should have as much chance as somebody else, and obviously I haven't. And it's funny, but it should be taken serious as well, Nick.
I'm sure all rules were obeyed, and there was nothing untoward. It was just coincidental, just a coincidence, Martin.
Oh, Nick, are you? You're not daft. You're not daft, and I'm not. Yeah, you know I mean, I never passed any exams. Yeah, you know I mean, at school, but
you never any exams.
No, not one
single one.
No, never passed one. Can I just say that I was on Jeremy Vine show yesterday, you know, and I was talking, they were talking about the Grand National, should it be banned?
Oh, yeah.
And anyway, I rung him up, it's the first time anyway I got a spoke to him, like, and I had a good conversation with him, because I used to work in horse racing. I used to work down Newmarket, and
what conclusion did you arrive at? That all those horses should get shot and we should just forget about the race?
No, they shouldn't. Yeah, I mean, they do get good. Yeah, I mean, obviously, like, if you get badly injured, they've got to be put down. And I do, yeah, I mean, it is heartbreaking. Like, I've been amongst it, I've seen it happen. And it's, yeah, I mean, it's terrible to witness.
Right, well, there's an easy way to avoid that. Don't do that race. Simples.
I know where you're coming from, but
it's enjoyable, and to hell with the animals. I get it. All right, thanks a lot, Martin. Got to go. Nigel Farage's controversial energy bills competition has come under fresh scrutiny after he was accused of handing over the prize to a couple that he has been pictured with before.
What?
Tetchy Fagash announced the winner of the competition on Thursday, telling June from Wigan that the party would be paying her entire street's energy bills for a year. Well, what if she doesn't like her neighbours? In the entire street? I mean, the whole, even in places like Wigan, which I'm sure is a bit like living in the 1970s, no offence, I bet even in Wigan, the whole street doesn't know each other. What if they feel as though they are beholden in some way to the Reform Party who is paying their bills? What if it persuades them to vote for Reform, whereas they ordinarily would not have done that? I wonder if Reform had thought of that. In a video posted on social media, Mr. Fagash could be seen handing over flowers to the couple in the foyer as the party's Treasury spokesman, Robert Ticket Inspector Jenrick, held a giant check. Wigan's local Reform UK branch posted the news on Facebook later, congratulating the pair of staunch branch members on their win. Staunch as in crazy. I'll have to look up the meaning of the word staunch. But soon after, social media users claimed that Fagash already knew the pair, as a picture appearing to show him standing behind the couple at a 2019 Brexit party event resurfaced. Isn't that totally surprising?
No.
It's understood that the party followed the legal requirements of the competition. They have paid all of their dues that are legally required in every jurisdiction in which they do business. I think that is the legalese for anything that might come your way. You want to remember that, Nigel? The Conservative Party, however, accused Reform of having tried to pull the wool over people's eyes, with Kemi Badenoch having posted a posts on X featuring the photo with the caption, "It must have been so weird to pretend they've never met." Reform UK, I mean, if there's anybody who knows anything about weird. Reform UK launched the competition pledging to pay a street's energy bills a year for a year last month. Not for a month last year, for a year last month. Now, what would they do that for? Unveiling the draw, Ticket Inspector Jenrick told the press conference in London, in the next week or two, we're going to draw one of those names, and Fag Ash is going to come to your house, and he's going to pay your energy bills and those of anyone who lives on your street for an entire year. And people said, that sounds great, but does he have to come to the house? Couldn't you just post that comedy oversized check? Apparently not. With pleasure comes pain. The competition sparked calls for the information watchdog to investigate. Really? We've got a watchdog on that, have we? Competitors were asked questions, including who they voted for at the last general election and who they plan to back at the next one, which is somewhat odd, don't you think? Why would they need that information in order to run a contest? A Conservative spokesmodel said, how odd for Nigel to have to pretend he had never met those prominent members of his party before. This staged interaction is far from the first time Reform have tried to pull the wool over people's eyes, said a Conservative spokesmodel. And I can't believe I'm about to say this, but I agree with a Conservative Party spokesmodel.
What?
Yeah. I mean, they were probably talking about Lee Anderthal, who had that journalist, Michael Crick, trailing after him as he was meeting the public by supposedly randomly knocking on people's doors. And he was caught on a hot mic telling the man whose door he knocked on to pretend they didn't know each other. Remember that? And they've been as trustworthy and believable ever since. Jenny in Carmarthen, oh, she's got back to us, said, I was 98, not 108. Well, you specifically wrote 108.
Liar!
Ethel May, Ethel, born 21st of August 1909, is the oldest living person in the UK at 116. Residing in a Surrey care home, she's also been recognised as the oldest British person in history. Ethel, 116 years old. I bet she goes out and votes. Hey, kids! Wake up. It's later than you think. There's big elections coming up, and I want each and every one of you to go out and vote. No complaining. Yeah, they're not going to do that. I bet the turnout is about 37, 40%, something like that. Something pathetic like that. Nobody cares. We just enjoy the whining. Trisilla says, now with Iran exerting significant control over the Bend of Hormuz and uncertainty looming over the midterm elections. Oh, no, that's the Donald lame duck thing. Yeah, I didn't like it the first time, and I really, really didn't like it the second time. So Jenny in Carmarthen is 98, not 108. Well, why did you write 108, Jenny? Very suspicious. You don't know Nigel Fag Ash, do you? What else? Tom in Sevenoaks says, it's alarming how many people in this country believe that Nigel Farage is the answer to all of our problems. He changes his mind from one day to the next, an absolute fraud and a frog-faced gasbag. Well, that's just rude. How can you be so rude, Tom? He's a public servant who's doing his best. Leave him alone. He changes his mind from one day to the next, an absolute fraud and a frog-faced gasbag. Even members of my own family trust him, and I don't know what to do. It's so frustrating, and they just can't see it, says Tom. Well, I don't know. How many Tories has he got in that party? It's like a rest home for failed Conservatives.
My message to you is clear, plain, and simple. Never trust a Tory. Did you get that?
No.
I'll repeat it. Never trust a Tory.
Never trust a Tory. Apart from all of the ones that you have accepted into your party. Is that what you mean? We won't vote for any of them.
Don't vote for Reform. It's dangerous. They're a mad, bad, far-right, racist party.
If you say so, Nige. You know best. Giotti in Hanwell says, do you think that Donald Harumph stole the idea of a toll booth in the Strait of Hormuz from Blazing Saddles? A toll booth in the Strait of Hormuz from Blazing Saddles. Well, I've seen Blazing Saddles several times, and I don't get the reference. A toll booth in the Strait of Hormuz from Blazing Saddles. I don't get it. I bet my glamorous assistant doesn't get it either. Oh, she had a nod of the head. All right, explain it to me then.
No, I don't get it either.
Oh, you don't get it. Very confusing. I mean, to the question, I bet you don't get it, the answer would be, if you don't, then no, I don't get it. But I suppose technically you could say, yes, I don't get it. She's saying yes, no.
Yes, no.
Like that. 0345-6060-973. Text 84850. Email nicka@lbc.co.uk. If you are on WhatsApp, it's the same number as the phone. 0345-6060-973. It's 10:30 on LBC, the news headlines with Tim Daly.
The Foreign Office has confirmed a British man's died after a bus crash in the Canary Islands. The Foreign Secretary, Yvette Cooper, says her thoughts are with all those who were involved, who are UK nationals. The leader of the Conservatives is expected to call for the UK to reset its relationship with the United States after the damage caused by the Iran war. It's believed Kemi Badenoch will suggest it would be a complete delusion to think Britain could fend for itself without Washington. And the Duke of Sussex is rejecting a defamation claim which is being made by a charity he helped to found. Senator Barley claims it was subjected to a coordinated adverse media campaign. LBC weather, rain overnight for most of Scotland, Wales and the northwest of England. Some of that rain could turn to snow over higher ground. We'll see a low of around 3 degrees.
This is LBC.
And when teams feel supported, they can achieve anything.
Sorry. Just had even more of my team are off ill.
Have you tried Benenden Health? It's easy to set up. They've got a GP helpline you can book 24/7.
Where were we?
A coffee break, hopefully.
Press play on your people's health with a wide range of healthcare services for less than £16 per employee per month. Search Benenden for Business. Fee review periodically. T's and C's apply. Qualifying periods apply for some services. UK only. Visit benenden.co.uk.
At EDF, we don't just encourage you to use less electricity, we actually reward you for it. That's why, when you use less during peak times on weekdays, we give you free electricity on Sundays. How you use it is up to you. EDF. Change is in our power. Households who reduce their weekday peak electricity usage by 50% can earn up to 16 hours of free electricity per week, subject to fair usage. For all T's and C's, visit edfenergy.com/r-power.
Jay here knows that Zoopla can provide valuations for any home in the UK, so we can see what that new couple across the road might have paid.
Ooh la la.
Have a nose at what the curtain twitchers next door could sell for. And even see what his own place is worth.
Cool, look at that.
Plus, Zoopla lets you find and compare local estate agents if you do decide to sell up. Think of all those new neighbours you'll be able to snoop on, Jay. If you want to know, just ask Zoopla.
This is LBC with Nick Abbott.
This is absolute tosh.
Thanks, Nige. You're the best. David in Teddington says, that's the female astronaut and the hairband thing. I'm going to talk about the Artemis 2 because it's happening tonight. Can you believe that? They're coming back right now. They bought a return ticket and they're using the second part of it. And it will happen, I think, during the course of this program, this super show. I think they'll splash down. Maybe one moment, please. I can check while you wait, if you are remotely interested. If they're going to be coming around. Okay, it almost will. Oh, no. 7 minutes after I leave the air.
Damn it!
Oh, well. But we should have some sort of sight of them by that time. Isn't it exciting?
No.
Not really. Aylesford. Hello, Tony.
Hi, Nick. Yeah. Look, do you know what? I was speaking to your receptionist at 10 o'clock with the two subjects that I wanted to talk about, and you mentioned the age thing. And I was thinking, I saw something recently that a British person that died at the age of 107. Then they...
100 and what?
16. Wow. That's what I was going to say. But your receptionist looked it up. And I thought, oh, no, it's on my thunder. So I thought, oh, but...
Well, she looked it up, and what was the outcome?
Oh, no. You were talking about this age thing, but yeah, no, it's given me hope. It tells me that I'm maybe a good quiz and I weren't imagining it. But anyway. no, that's... Yeah,
Ethel Caterham. Born the 21st of August, 1909, a British supercentenarian who became the world's oldest verified living person on April the 30th last year at the age of 116.
I knew it. I thought it was a man, though, but oh well.
Ethel?
No. But I knew it. But it gives me a little bit of hope.
Of course, because we know her name is Ethel, I mean, you would peg her to be around about 100, wouldn't you? Because I bet there isn't a single solitary human being in existence who has been named Ethel after, let's say, the 1960s.
Anyway, UV this week, like, we had a really hot day this week. Was it Tuesday or Wednesday?
Yes, it was Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah, and I spoke to you a week or so ago and said the UV rays, like, it's high in April and May.
Mm.
And, like, people around me, like, where I live, like, they're burnt as a crisp. They're like strawberries.
The sun is very, very high in the sky.
Warning!
It might not feel very warm, but the sun's rays will burn you to a crisp anyway.
Yeah, I told you so. let's talk about serious things now. Melania Trump. Look,
I thought you were going to talk about serious things.
Yeah. No, but she's come out in the last 24 hours with this speech. I've never heard her speak in my entire life.
No.
Never heard her speak in my entire life.
Right, apart from when she told us how excited she was for Christmas.
Who gives a about Christmas stuff and decoration?
Yes, and I was engaging with, because I listen to OBC a lot of the time, and I was engaging via WhatsApp, and... it's one of three things. I think she's either really defending herself, she's telling the truth, or she's trying to divorce Donald Trump, or she's got something to hide. I just think it's been really bizarre.
I think she's still annoyed that he knocked down her office to build his ballroom, because that's where her that was her wing. That thing that he knocked down to build his stupid ballroom, that was where her office was. Maybe she had some drink in the office fridge.
Booze.
I don't know. But she's very, very upset about something. All right, thanks a lot, Tony. Martin says, for your book next Christmas, nuance, brackets, never heard the word and still don't know what it means. Nuance. Well, if only there was a way of looking up the meaning of words. But unfortunately not. So, from the top, for your book next Christmas, Nuance and the New Law, thanking me for having on my show, stroke, or taking my call, .. P.S. Say hello to Mick, my lovely brother, Martin, West Wales. P.S. Thank you for taking my texts. Sorry to be a nuance. I have no idea. Not a clue. But you got that last part right, though, Martin. You really are a nuance. Somerset. Hello, John.
Hello, Nick. How are you?
I am great, mate.
You sound fantastic. As always, there was a sort of slightly disappointed air about you when you were talking about the, you know, the astronauts earlier.
Oh, yeah. Right. Well, who cares?
Well, I don't know. That's my point about it. But, like, the... I talked to you about this last week. I've done some research since.
Oh, no.
Yeah, about what they did when they went to the moon originally and the spin-offs, the inventions that came out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, Well, apparently, the Americans claimed to have invented a pen in space that could write upside down.
Upside down, that's right.
Round and round, inside out.
But they didn't invent it in space. They invented it on Earth and then propelled it into space. Pretty sure about that.
I didn't know that. But I heard that the Russians just said, well, we just used a pencil.
Yes. Yeah, the Americans had spent $86 billion on making a pen that writes upside down, and the Russians said, well, we'll just use a pencil.
Yeah. But further to that, and in continuation, apparently the non-stick frying pan.
Yeah.
That was another thing. The Americans invented that.
So we're told, yeah, Teflon was an offshoot from the space race. So we're told. I mean, I don't know about that. And every Teflon pan I've ever had has bubbled up at some point. I've had to throw it away because then you start eating whatever the hell that is, peeling off the pan and into your food.
If you're an American, would you be disappointed about $189 billion misspent in 1969?
In 1969? Well, add that up with, compound interest, and how much would that be now? Let me just do the mental arithmetic.
$8,737,540,000.
Approximately, yeah.
I thought you were going to do the British guy. What's his name? Zog.
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 Yeah, Zog.
And one.
That guy. Yeah, no, not Zog.
The numbers guy.
Yeah.
Carol Vorderman's ex-husband.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But also, I've been watching with bated breath every night the Artemis stuff.
Have you?
From the cat.
Really?
Yeah, from the cat.
Well, what have you seen that's been remotely interesting? Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Exactly.
But this is my point, right? Is that, like, if you send someone off to Benidorm, for 2 days or whatever,
yeah,
they come back like a lobster or whatever, and they'll still tell stories for about 2 weeks with great enthusiasm.
Right.
About all kinds of terrible things they did to whom and who did stuff to them.
Yes, exactly.
But whenever they're doing these question and answer sessions with these four gormless-looking individuals that are, like, on the cusp of the moon.
Yes.
And they say to them, what's been the most exciting thing about, and they go, oh, well, because I feel so humble and humidified.
Yeah, it's whatever. Like they've gone up as tourists. You're not supposed to be just peering out the window all the time. You're supposed to be, I have no idea what they're doing. What are they doing?
I don't know. It's like they've gone there. It's like someone who came back from Benidorm and said, I went there 50 years ago.
Yeah.
I had a great time. I got laid about three times.
And the best thing about it was the toilets didn't work. Yeah. that's the big story that they're going to come back with. Well, yeah, I went into space and the toilet didn't work. All right, got to go. Thanks a lot, John. Jack in Hell's Owen says, people joked that the Trump administration would use the Epstein files as a distraction from the disastrous war in Iran. It now looks like Malaria Frump, on behalf of the administration, is doing exactly that. No doubt she is acting under strict orders from her husband, President Double Slump. Give it time and she will be the next one to get sacked. I can't believe that she actually said that she wasn't convinced of any crime on the part of Epstein. Right. Is that what she said? She wasn't convinced? Well, it don't really make no never mind malaria, whether you were convinced or not. What have you got to do with it? Suki says, all these talks Starmer is hosting of European nations reopening the Bend of Hormuz. Did anybody think of inviting the Iranians to these talks? Well, that's a good point, Suki. I think the Iranians are busy having a victory parade. You lost that one, Donnie.
Oh, shut up!
Yeah, definitely lost that one. But better luck next time. When was the last time America actually won a war? You know, apart from a civil one. Let's see now. Tavistock. Hello, Rose.
Hello, Nick.
Rose.
Yes. Bend of Hormuz.
Yes.
And Trump and Vance and Farage.
Right.
Well, I've spotted contradictions, you see. I mean, it's a nice contradiction that the great Trump of idiots, Phil, boasted with enthusiastic brutality, he does that, of being ready to make a civilization die.
Disappear, yeah.
That'll die. He loves it, doesn't he? When he, Nick, is well on the way to shoving America towards the Stone Age, really, ruled by brutes, where the only rule is seize power with violence.
Yes.
And by contrast, I've discovered that Hormuz, the name given that was given to the strait, obviously, at some point, meant wisdom, light, and cosmic order.
Oh, we want to bomb the hell out of that, then.
Well, quite. Yes. I mean, it couldn't be further away from anything that the Trumpington could ever possibly understand.
Sounds pretty woke to me.
Yes. And this ancient civilization, I also heard that he thought he was going to overcome, was the first to formulate a concept of human rights. And that was long before BC, before the birth of Christ. Right. And also, another thing, the idea of a garden, you know, an enclosed garden.
Uh-huh. So, well, those people have definitely got it coming.
Well, you know, they were a civilization of some spirituality.
Yeah.
Which is a word we almost probably lost from the dictionary. It's just occurred to me. And the other contradiction I have noticed is, at the same time as he was uttering these sorts of imbecilities, it was pointed up by Vice President Vance, you know, he of the enigmatic initials. He was off to Hungary, throwing his weight about on behalf of the extreme right-wing Orbán.
Yes.
Viktor Orbán.
Mm.
Now, you see, Vance and co. call themselves nationalists, but they tack on the prefix Christian to give an air of respectability.
They use it as a weapon, a religion, yeah.
Yes, and to soften the word nationalist, I suppose. And yet they fail totally to respect anyone else's nationhood or sovereignty. I mean, how dare he go clomping over there saying, vote for Victor? It's nothing to do with... Well, you see, the trouble is, we now look forward in whenever it is, 29, to him and God knows what other US nationalists coming over here...
And telling us that we should vote for Fagash, and anybody that doesn't is an enemy of the person, and will suffer the full consequences of the law.
Well, I was going to say, yes, put it slightly differently, I had in my head, coming over here and carrying the quisling Nigel shoulder high as their candidate.
Yeah.
You can just see it, can't you?
I imagine it would have the exact same result here as it did in Hungary. The candidate that Vance has gone to support has just tanked in the polls because of Vance's support.
Yes. Isn't that wonderful?
It is. There is actually hope for the human race.
Yes.
Just when I thought that the hope had been extinguished, there it is. The small embers of it, a glowing rose.
Yes, from Hungary. Do you think that our population would be as independently minded as that?
I'm
asking you a question. I don't know why.
Well, you know, the good people of Kent seem to have made a decision in that regard, so perhaps. Or as many of them as could actually be bothered to go out and vote. Pathetically small turnout in Kent, but we'll get to that in a minute. Thanks a lot, Rose. By the way, another update from Jenny in Carmarthen. She's 88, not 98. Blimey, she's getting younger by the day. 80. So I take back the long version. I'll give you the small one. There you go. Jenny knows what she's done. 0345-6060-973. Friday, Saturday, Sunday night at 10. Nick Abbott, LBC.
Sunday with Lewis Goodall.
The fact that at times in this conflict we have had to look to the theocratic monstrosity that is the regime of Iran to shed some light on the truth of events does tell us something about the tenor of the American administration with which we are now dealing, because they are so often living in their own parallel slipstream of reality. We just can't look to it for anything. We can't look to it for any semblance of truth.
Sunday with Lewis Goodall. Sunday morning from 10. Listen on our free Global Player app or the LBC app.
Search Kayak for great deals on Wait, that doesn't say flights. Search Kayak for great deals on car hire. With Kayak, you can compare hundreds of car rental sites to find great deals. Even better, you see costs up front. And if it's flexibility you're after, Kayak's got a handy free cancellation filter. Lovely stuff. So next time you're searching for car hire, at home or for your holes, search Kayak and go see for yourself.
Oh, you want weight loss advice?
Weight loss? Actually, what you want to do...
I got my weight loss secret from my mother, who got it from her mother's...
My tip
weight
is,
loss?
I... No, forget that. No, you just
keep dancing. Dragon fruit.
Podcast.
Advice.
Or you could go to MedExpress. MedExpress. Healthcare without the noise. Go to medexpress.co.uk/weightloss.
Ali 60 milligram hard capsules contain orlistat for overweight adults with a BMI of 28 plus. Follow a reduced calorie, low fat diet. Always read the label.
At Lidl, there's always more to value. Like switching from Morrison to Lidl and saving £40 on this week's big shop at lidl.co.uk/save. Which means a stocked up fridge of big brands, award winning own brands, and your fresh value a day with extra helpings encouraged. Lidl, more to value. Prices check 7th of the 4th, 26. Morrison also sell other products. See online for more details.
In a pickle. We're here when it matters most. For fuss-free pet insurance policies as unique as they are. Visit petsinapickle.co.uk.
Switching to Vodafone full fibre broadband is now as easy as pie. Ooh, freshly baked. It's a walk in the park. Hello, little fella. It's like taking candy from a baby. Come on, as if I'd do that. With One Touch Switch, it's easy. We sort everything out for you. We even contact your current provider. Plus, we'll help towards leaving fees. Switch today to full fibre broadband with Vodafone.
Up to £200 credit to cover leaving fees. More information and terms at vodafone.co.uk/broadband.
This is LBC with Nick Abbott.
Oh dear.
0345 6060973. Further information about Ethel. Ethel Mary Cooper is the eldest daughter of the British singer Lily Allen and her ex-husband builder Sam Cooper. What, the woman is 118 years old? What? Wow. I had no idea. Lily Allen looks fantastic for a woman who's got a 118-year-old daughter. Is that factually accurate? Lewisham, hello, Hannah.
Oh, hi, Nick. I do have a pretty please request, but can I quickly say...
Can I make a request first?
Yes, of course.
Please speak directly into the phone.
Oh, I'm really sorry. I've got bad reception here.
Oh,
is this any better?
No.
No, not better?
Not better, no.
All right, I'll move around.
Move around.
Is this any better?
No. She expressed herself in builder's terms.
Disgusting.
You believe that? She was just very upset, trying to get a signal, and she couldn't get one over here and couldn't get one over there. Where else is she supposed to go? So she had an earthy word in her, and she had to let it out. I'll go back to her in a minute, once she's thought about what she's done. And while the delay builds back up again. So I'll come back to you in a minute, Hannah. I want you to be on your best behaviour. Jack in Hell's Owen says, people joked that the Trump administration would use the Epstein files. Have I read this one? Oh, yeah. Went on way too long. Not that I'm complaining or anything, you know me.
Whinging and whining and moaning.
Archie says, it's good to know Trump has surrounded himself with people who know about mental health, like the Easter Bunny. Yeah. All right, let's try Hannah again. Maybe she's calmed down. Hello, Hannah.
Hi, sorry about that. My apologies. Can you hear me now?
No.
Oh, well, I'll give up then.
No, go ahead, please. Carry on.
Oh, all right, you're just teasing me. All right, I think Trump is Putin's Manchurian candidate. And Putin's said the magic word and let him loose to cause global... effing mayhem.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Steve O'Bannon has the Angela Lansbury role. What do you think?
I can't remember what the Angela Lansbury role is, and it's...
I can't tell you because it will be I'll have told the whole story.
Oh,
and I don't
right,
want to
right.
Do that.
No spoilers. No.
Well, do some homework. And
I most certainly will do nothing of the sort, Hannah. But thanks for the blinking suggestion. Chris says, I recently caught a Donny fish just off the coast of Florida near Delray Beach, which is about 18 miles from Mar-a-Lago. Can you imagine a lumbering goldfish? It's got the skin colour to match and clearly has the same memory as Donald 2 weeks Trump. Yeah, everything's 2 weeks with Donald Trump. When are you going to fix it?
About 2 weeks.
How long is it going to take to beat Iran to a pub?
About 2 weeks.
Everything's in 2 weeks. In other words, I've got no idea what the answer to the question is you've just given me, so I'm just going to say the same thing over and over, which will make you shut up and go away. 2 weeks. Couple of weeks. This says, Nick Abbott, spelt wrong. Why do you call your producer your glamorous assistant? Because they change all the time. And I gave up learning what their names are ages ago, so... because they change all the time. It's like I get to... I can barely recognise them. They switch so frequently. So I gave up trying to remember their names, so I just called them my glamorous assistant instead. And I would imagine that some of them have got no idea that... I mean, they don't know who I am. They just said, go and answer the phones for this Burke. And they're just tripping. Oh, all right then. And suddenly I, a complete stranger, I'm calling them my glamorous assistant. I wonder if that rubs them up the wrong way. There's a way to find out, and that would be to ask them. Am I going to do that?
No.
Of course not. That would involve, interacting with them. So that's right out. Let's have Bristol. Hello, Russell.
Hello, is there anybody there?
Is there anybody out there?
Ooh, I'm getting an N, I'm getting an I, I'm getting a C.
An N-I-C. Oh, that's my name. Right, I just had to just had to pause to figure out what it was that he was trying to spell. Yes, Russell.
Hello, how are you doing, son?
All right.
I'm going to put you to me here now. I just took my loudspeaker off. You're going on about all this Trump stuff and whatever you and what's going on. You know, it's all down to Putin and his big plan to take back over his former USSR. And that Trump's his puppet.
Right. Where did you get this information?
As is, from my mind, where do you think?
Oh, your mind. Oh, well, yeah.
Well, I've been collating it. I've been keeping my beady eye on Putin since about... Well, mid-90s.
Rootin' Tootin'.
Really aware.
And if you have been investigating him thoroughly since the mid-90s, I bet he has been looking into you too.
I haven't given any information. He will now, if you give my information away.
Well, Ruddy, Russell, we already know your name is Russell and you're from Bristol, so I think that is all the information that they need.
I think there's plenty of them.
They can guess from the name of your voice how old you are and that you listen to this station. You've made many calls to this station. So I think that narrows it down to you.
Well, yeah, so Vladimir Putin's infiltrated your organisation, has he?
My organisation? He doesn't need to infiltrate my organisation. All he has to do is to tap the phone lines and everything will become clear. All he needs to do is to use the artificial intelligence that has been provided for him by psychotech bros in America, and he's got your number, mate.
Well, he can come and get me if he wants. I've got a bunker, right?
I wouldn't touch a door handle, don't take a cup of tea, and never accept a cake from strangers.
I do not do any of them things since I'm housebound and I've got cataracts, dense cataracts in both eyes.
Dense cataracts in both eyes?
Yeah, that's
right. Can't you get that fixed?
I'm due for an operation in the next 2 to 3 months.
Right.
And I'm getting my BDI out and I'm getting an artificial one put in.
Well, I hope that works out well for you, Russell.
And then they're going to do me other BDI. Because I've got both eyes.
Well, if they've actually told you that they're going to take your eye out and replace it, then I would ask for a second opinion, if I were you, Russell.
No, I've lived in Bristol so long I'm becoming a pirate.
I have absolutely no idea what that means. And on that mystifying note, that's it. Thanks a lot, Russell, for whatever that was. Jenny and Carmarthen here. Final correction. What I meant to say was that I'm 10 foot 8 inches tall. Not 108. She's 10 foot 8. So that makes sense. 0345 6060 973. You can text 8484. 0870. Email nicka@lbc.co.uk. And if you are on WhatsApp, it's the same number as the phone, 03456060973. I want to talk about NASA, because it's very, very exciting. And the Trump rant post. Oh, and the Greenies won. The Greenies won something.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and...
Play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation, this is LBC.
From Global's newsroom, the leader of the Conservatives is expected to call for the UK to reset its relationship with the United States after the damage caused by the Iran war. It's believed Kemi Badenoch will suggest it would be a complete delusion to think Britain could fend for itself without Washington. Peace talks between the US and Iran involving Vice President J.D. Vance are due to begin in Pakistan tomorrow. In the last hour, President Trump has wished him good luck.
He's got a big thing. I will find out what's going on. They're militarily defeated, and now we're going to open up the Gulf with them, with or without them, but that'll be open. We're going to be or the Strait, as they call it, and I think it's going to go pretty quickly, and if it doesn't, we'll be able to finish it off one way or the other. It's going well.
A trade body for European aviation is warning of a systemic shortage of jet fuel if the Strait of Hormuz doesn't reopen in the weeks ahead. Airports Council International represents more than 600 sites. It's written to the European Commissioners for Energy, Transport and Tourism. The Foreign Office has confirmed a British man has died following a bus crash in the Canary Islands. 27 others, including children, have been injured. The vehicle was carrying UK nationals when it fell into a ravine on La Gomera. A third person has died following a road collision involving a lorry and a pony and trap. A man and a girl were also killed after it happened near Tunbridge in Kent last Wednesday. The crew of the Artemis II lunar mission is preparing to re-enter the Earth's atmosphere tonight after 10 historic days in space. During their flight, they orbited the moon while also going further into space than any other human beings. The retired astronaut Chris Hadfield has been talking to LBC and describing the re-entry process.
Your whole body is now being pushed down into your chair, and then four times your body weight, and then the flames are licking around the vehicle. And assuming the heat shield protects you properly, then you come out the other side, you slow down some more, little parachutes drag out the big parachutes.
And in sport this evening, and in football, West Ham have beaten Wolves 4-0 to climb out of the Premier League's relegation zone. They're now 2 points ahead of Tottenham, who drop into the bottom three. LBC weather, rain overnight for much of Scotland, Wales and also the northwest of England. Some of the rain could turn to snow over central Scotland. We'll see a low of around 3 degrees. From Global's newsroom, for LBC, I'm Tim Daly.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Nick Abbott.
The line. I'm trying to connect you.
Yes, I am trying to connect a variety of people, first among which is Simon in Watford. Simon.
Hiya, Nick. Happy Friday.
Yes, happy Friday to you.
Hi. I've just come up, I just remembered a bingo card or two that I was going to tell you this week.
Do you mean an entry onto the Trump bingo card?
Yeah.
Right.
Have you heard of this one, the Nobelephant?
No.
I thought it was quite good. It wasn't mine. I heard someone else say it, but I thought it was quite funny.
Oh, you know, so it's not the bingo card. This is just names for Donald Trump.
Well, that one is, but I also thought of this one, that when he shuffles off this mortal coil, he'll insist that he'll be placed into the Arlington Cemetery, either on top or next to Kennedy, and rename it the Trump-Kennedy Eternal Flame.
On top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if it's Trump, he'll want to be on top, won't he?
Yeah, absolutely.
In his gold-plated tin casket.
Yes. Well, we'd have to wait a long time for that, because I think he has that ongoing deal with the devil.
Yes.
That means he isn't going to die, not for the foreseeable future anyway.
He sold his soul.
Yeah, exactly.
But did you know, Trump, I think he started the war to distract from the Epstein files, and now the war is going so bad, he pushed out malaria.
Yeah.
to talk about the Epstein files to distract from the war.
To distract us from the war.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
And I don't know if you heard it, but she said that she met Trump at a party, but as described in her book, Melania, so she plugged her own book during the speech, which...
That's
which
so I, Trump.
Presuming is available on Amazon by Bezos,
yes.
Who funded her a stunning documentary.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure if you look on Amazon, that people that also bought the book Melania also bought a rope and a stool. So
wow, that got dark really quickly.
Yes, but it's well, that's the world now, isn't it?
Well,
but,
it might be your little world, Simon, but thanks for the invite into it.
But, well, I'm sorry about that, Nick, but it's just terrible, isn't it? I mean, life? Well,
awful.
You know, I can't help that feel that she's been dragged out there to you know, there's something that Michelle Obama, Laura Bush, Hillary Clinton, and Nancy Reagan, they were never dragged out to...
No, they always wore their ordinary clothes. No, that is correct. Yeah,
but they were never dragged out to say to do an address to say that they weren't part of a paedophile ring.
Of a massive sex scandal, yeah.
Yes.
Right.
And, you know, so that's the world we're living in now.
Well, it's the world, yes, it's his world and we're living in it for the moment, for the time being. All right, thanks a lot, Simon. All right, so I'll add that to my list. He's going to be buried in Arlington Arlington Cemetery. That's right.
I'll bring us into war.
Where all the war heroes are buried, and he's going to have the biggest burial mound ever. Nobody has seen such a huge mound, believe me. He ain't going to die. That's absolutely not in the cards. What I think is in the cards is that he will stage a false flag attack on America in order to cancel the elections in November for your safety. Anybody want to bet against that? Jenny in Carmarthen again says, I think you owe me an apology. I'm 88, but getting stressed by the minute, and I need a drink, says Jenny. First of all, Jenny, you told me you were 108 years old, and then you said you were 10 foot 8, and that you were, in fact, 98 years old, and now you're 88 years old. Every time I look around, you're getting younger and younger. You look fantastic, Jenny, for somebody who's, you know, 88 years old, or so you say. Need a drink.
Booze.
At your age. Let's have Nottingham. Nicholas.
Ah, good evening, Nick. How are you?
Good, thanks.
I came on with two names to add to the Trump list of names.
Yeah.
But while I was on, I made a couple of notes. I'm going to shoot them because I don't want to take up too much of your time.
All right.
So, starting with the J.D. Vance, the rally that he went to in Hungary.
Yeah.
It's a right-wing rally. Can't expect much from it, except for the fact that J.D. Vance picked up the phone, put on speaker, and called Donald Trump.
Yeah.
It did not go the way he wanted to go. He's getting a dragging on the internet because his crowd sounded big, and Trump started doing what Trump does if he thinks that somebody else is trying to outshine him.
So, I'm not sure about that. I think the phone call came in from Donald Trump, didn't it?
No, he called him.
Are you sure?
J.D. Vance called him. Right. Go back to where J.D. Vance called him, and everyone was like, why can you just pick up the phone and call the president? Anyways, that's one. Next one is, to get you back in, if you want to see to be on here with the when the astronauts return from their mission,
yes,
put the clocks back 15 minutes, and you'll still be in a seat. They might land in the wrong place, but they'll be all right. At least they'll be on the same planet.
I have no idea what you're talking about right now, but I think they're going to be splashing down back to Earth in almost exactly 2 hours. Isn't that thrilling?
No.
Not really.
Yeah.
No.
In two hours after you've finished. But if you put the clock...
1 hour after I've finished. No, 7 minutes after I've finished. I finished at 1 o'clock and they're coming down at 1:07 our time, I think.
Yeah, so if we do the thing that they do with the daylight saving and put the clocks back 15 minutes, you'll be in the seat.
Okay, let me try to work that one out. All right, thanks a lot, Nicholas, for... I have no idea. No idea. It's my show, got not a clue what is going on. David says, I watched Charlie and the Chocolate Factory for the first time last weekend. I know some aspects of the film are a bit non-PC these days, but I couldn't help thinking that Donnie's facial appearance has been influenced by some of the shorter members of that cast. It is for this reason I'm now going to refer to him as the Trumper Loompa. Trumper Loompa. Kind of works. Not really. Yeah, I think that's old news, David. He does look like an Oompa Loompa. Yeah, he furthermore looks like a deflating space hopper. And some of the names that have come in recently. Emperor Gropatini, Dozy Don, Redaction Man, King Con, Don with the Wind. Yeah, well, that's what we hear.
I know a lot about wind.
A lot, yeah, lots.
I know a lot about wind.
I bet Malaria knows a lot about wind, too.
I don't care.
She's actually not that bothered. Different wings of different houses and certainly different bedrooms. I don't know whether that's true or not. Mirtha Tidfield. Hello, Jeff.
Nick, how you doing, boy?
Great, mate.
This space trip, utter and complete boredom, wasn't it? They went around, did this 50 years ago.
I know. What is the big deal? I don't understand why anything... although I talked to a space expert on my Sunday show last, and I put that exact question to him, and he said, well, you know, if you got a new car, because I said, you know, why do they need to go and practice? Because this is just a practice run. They're not actually doing anything up there. They're just seeing if they don't die. That's essentially what's happening. And he said, well, you know, if you got a new car, you give it a test run, and that's essentially what they're doing. But I mean, the amount of rockets that they fire up and the amount of technology that has been invented over the past 50 years or so, you'd think they wouldn't need to test it. Just send it out, get on with it. But as exciting as it's been, is the idea that they might not be able to go to the loo for the entire time they're up there.
Well, you mentioned the loo.
Yeah.
It's about the only thing of real interest for me in the whole trip. I was absolutely fascinated. I had a sort of mental picture of an egg in an egg cup with suction involved.
I think that suction is involved, yes.
And
unless they press the wrong button, in which case it stops sucking and it blows. That would be a big mistake, huge.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you know, you just wonder what that jar of Nutella was, you know. Anyway, the thing is, Nick, right, Vance goes to Budapest. He talks to the crowd.
Yeah.
And immediately 3 points are lost. The whole thing.
J.D. Vance shows up and everybody goes,
boo!
Yes.
And I think it was sometime in the last few hours, whatever it was, Orban speaks to the faithful and they booed him.
They
were shouting, get back to Russia.
Right.
To him.
Yeah. A lot of that protest is going on in the street. A lot of people holding up signs to exactly that phrase, yeah.
And so this whole thing. Anyway, I'm in serious trouble because I am now getting inundated by people who want to get reinstated, to get back into, you know, being accepted into the goose and cuckoo.
I'd like to be banned. Where can I apply to be banned?
No, you're all right. I just want you to stop whining about that. But, you know, I'm looking at these guys now, like Alex Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You remember him?
Yeah, yeah.
He's been around for years.
Right.
One of Trump's MAGA men.
Yes.
Who denies the existence of the shootings in the schools, mm-hmm. right? He's a horrible guy, right?
Yeah.
He's now turned on Trump after
Malaria
went on the telly. To talk
well,
about...
Well, I don't think it was specifically about that. I think he and a lot of those right-wing...
Tucker Carlson.
Tucker Carlson.
Well, I've got to put him... there's been applications now to get him so that they can get readmitted to the Goose.
Yeah.
Well, it's a lot of work.
Get J.D. Vance into the Goose and Cuckoo and the bar will be clear. You'll be able to saunter right up. No queuing required. The empty seats for as far as you can see.
Well, the thing is, I don't know how long this is going on for, but it looks as if the MAGA people are now turning on him.
Some of them are. Yeah, some of them have seen that the money lies elsewhere, I imagine. In a crowded room of people who are yelling praise at Donald Trump, how are you going to differentiate yourself from, that crowd of kooks? Then you say the opposite. And that's how to make a lot of money by being an influencer, being controversial and edgy.
The tragedy is, Nick, that there are very few of them in Congress. There are very few with a spine.
No, zero Congress. Spines in Congress, zero. None at all. They all self-removed their spines and prostrated themselves in front of the Donald and begged him to walk on them like a doormat.
Exactly. And where is it all going? I don't know, but it's a
nowhere good, that's for sure. And thanks to Skier, we're not following along that path. Not yet, anyway.
I did say to you, Nick, if this could have been his finest hour, and you expressed some disbelief, but I said, when he made that statement of not supporting it, I said, this could be his best time. You wait. We'll see.
Right. You're making up accusations about what I didn't say at some previous point in the past. What are you like? Gotta go. Thanks a lot, Jeff. That's Jeff from the duck and the hen and the duck or whatever it's called. Yeah, that. Derek in Cullen says, with the astronomical prices at the pumps, it's good to know that oil is not the most expensive liquid in the world. £300 for a pee. Peter Mandelson must be gutted. Yeah, poor Peter Mandelson. Hey, let's have a little bit of sympathy for Peter Mandelson. No? 0345-6060-973 LBC.
This is LBC.
When you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.
Life feels better with a smile. Banning Dental Group Clinics. Modern, comfortable and affordable dentistry for all. See online for our price match promise. Keep on smiling.
Keep on smiling. Keep on smiling.
BanningDental.co.uk.
And when teams feel supported, they can achieve anything.
Sorry, just had even more of my team are off ill.
Have you tried Benenden Health? It's easy to set up. They've got a GP helpline you can book 24/7.
Where were we?
A coffee break, hopefully.
Press play on your people's health with a wide range of healthcare services for less than £16 per employee per month. Search Benenden for Business. Fee review periodically. T's and C's apply. Qualifying periods apply for some services. UK only. Visit benenden.co.uk.
Listeners, we interrupt the airwaves to share an incredible discovery. The reason why Britain hasn't been so great of late is because the country hasn't been eating enough Weetabix. We must get to work in rebuilding Great Britain, Bix by Bix. By delivering Weetabix to whoever plans the traffic diversions, to delivery drivers who can't seem to find your house, and people who don't stack the dishwasher properly. To Britain, we must say, have you had your Weetabix?
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060 973.
How are you?
I'm super, thanks for asking. 0345-6060-973. Matthew says, malaria's intervention reminds me of an apology I wrote to a neighbour whose greenhouse I smashed with my football. Okay. Right. But that doesn't really help, unless you include the letter that you sent your neighbour. Helen says, if only the Easter Bunny had slowly turned his head to look at Trump. Comedy gold. Yeah, really, really slowly, like in The Squid Game. Something like that. Or Wallace and Gromit that was on the other day. Oh, I was absolutely honking with laughter. That thing with a robot gnome. Oh, that's so funny. The detail that goes into that, like, stop any frame, and the detail that has gone on there is just extraordinary. You miss almost all of it. But you have a conscious, like, you feel that it's there, but you don't necessarily see it because it just goes by so quick. But when that gnome robot plugged itself in to recharge, that was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. I was absolutely beside myself. You know, when you get to the point where it just becomes too painful and you have to try to stop, but you can't. Fun E. Bristol, Tiago.
Oh, hi, Nick. Glad that you're talking about Wallace and Gromit, which is a proud product of Bristol.
Is it?
Yeah, the Aardman Studios are here. I've lost count of how many times I applied to work for them. All my friends have, and I haven't.
When are you going to get the message?
No, 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 no.
No, no, no means no.
I know. Well, you know, I learned to not be attached to my work in entertainment, because when I was young, I was like, you know, I want to work in very meaningful films that, you know, Ken Loach kind of stuff. And then you learn that you got to pay the bills and you work whatever it comes.
Yeah.
But something like, you know,
Ken Loach won't pay the bills. You need something with a dinosaur in it.
Yeah, or worse, Sharknado or something like that.
Yeah.
But anyhow, that's not what I called for, but it's just the Bristol link was too hard to
right,
make.
Right, one of our proudest British exports. Only Britain can do that kind of product because only British people think in that manner. Don't it make you proud? What a stirring song.
Well, I called. Have you heard about the warehouse fire in California, the Kimberly-Clark warehouse?
No.
So this massive 1.2 million square feet. I had to double check because how can be something be that big?
Million square feet.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's mass. Don't ask me. I
What's Kimberly-Clark, by the way?
It's like this big conglomerate that owns brands, toilet paper brands, and
That would go up.
Absolutely, you know, it went like I was going to say a tinderbox, but it went like a toilet paper.
Yeah,
storage. So anyhow, so this employee films himself setting fire to the rows and rows and rows of toilet paper and other paper products.
Wait a minute. Back up. He filmed himself setting fire to the paper products in a massive paper storage facility. And don't tell me he posted it on the internet.
Of course he did. but oddly enough, there was a message. He was saying all you had to do was pay us enough to live.
Oh, right.
And over and over, and then finally said, there goes your inventory. So I'm conflicted, you know, like, I don't want anyone to get hurt.
No.
But
anything to go up in flames, because that's not good.
Yeah, no, it's not good for the environment. I mean, although the growing trees to wipe ourselves with is not fantastically great.
Well, I suppose so.
That
is a good point, yeah.
But either way, so, yeah, exactly. I just wanted to hear your take. I mean, like...
I didn't know anything about it, but here's the story. A 29-year-old man has been charged in connection with fires that burned down a paper products warehouse in California... was allegedly motivated by anti-capitalism sentiment and compared himself to Luigi Mangione. What are you doing?
Well, you beat me to it. I didn't know he had compared himself to Luigi, and that was my next question. Because
right. It sounded like you were opening sweets. Are you opening sweets?
No, I'm not. Sorry.
What have you got there? Chocolate?
I think it was my tobacco pouch, because I'm an addict.
Oh, a tobacco pouch, right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'll stop.
A man of Highland, California, was charged by federal authorities with arson of a building used in interstate and foreign commerce. In other words, they sell toilet paper. You would think that a facility that's... Is it supposedly a million square feet that is stocked with toilet paper would have sprinklers everywhere?
You would think so, but...
Like an upside-down bidet.
But, oh, what an image. But I guess, you know, he planned to make it go through, so he spread the fire across. And I feel like those sprinklers perhaps don't necessarily stand a chance against a coordinated plan.
No. Well, I would I don't endorse any kind of behavior like that, but I would expect that. That sort of thing is just going to increase because, you know, the disparity in wealth is just getting worse and worse. And it's actually the billionaires index, the Bloomberg, is a thing that I look at every now and again. I'll tell you how much the richest people in the world made. And you tell me that you think that this is sustainable. Okay, Elon Musk, the richest man in the world, yesterday made $1,600 million. Yesterday.
That sends me shivers.
Larry Page, the second richest man in the world, made $1,800 million. I ain't making this up. $1,800 million yesterday. Jeff Bezos, $11,000 million yesterday. Sergey Brin, $1,700 million yesterday. Mark Zuckerberg, $5,600 million yesterday. And they all had, I'm looking at the top 50 richest people in the world, and almost none of them lost any money yesterday, and every single one that made money made over $300 million yesterday. So that's not sustainable, kids, and, you know, people are going to start taking unhinged action because it just seems to be an unhinged world. You know, what goes around crazy comes around crazy.
Absolutely, and that made me actually look into the numbers because I was like, how significant that can be. So allegedly, it was $165 million dollars loss for the KMB group.
Yeah,
but that is kind of like not even I scratch on a scratch. That they make that in 3.5 days, and that insured, and the stock went up.
Stock went up. Yes. Yeah. Well, I bet the insurance company's stock didn't go up.
I guess. But talk about.
And of course, when the insurance company's stock goes down, then your next insurance that you buy through that company, that's going to go up. And if that company puts the price of insuring your car or your home or whatever up, then every other insurance company is going to put that price up. So we're all going to pay eventually.
No, exactly. I mean, I guess in the end, I mean, that only, I guess, damaged the workers. And unfortunately, yeah. I guess perhaps if he leaves the message to people that, you know, like we are literally wiping ourselves with exploitation and we start making better choices, perhaps there's hope. But
you know, I wouldn't think like so. I think it's just going to get worse and worse and worse with the advance of artificial intelligence. More and more people are going to find themselves extra to the purposes of the company that they work for. They're going to get fired. Millions and hundreds of millions of people are going to get fired, and they're the ones that think that they had that they did their part of the bargain. They went to university and they studied hard and they came out with a law degree or an accountant's qualification, and they're about to get sacked by a blinking computer chip that you can keep in the cupboard and never stops working and doesn't ask for a pay rise and is free to run after you bought it. And every company on earth is going to want to avail themselves of that kind of technology because their bosses will want to take all of the wages that they pay to their workers and give that money to themselves. And I bet there's not a single boss of any corporation anywhere in the world that is going to not make that decision. So we're about to go into an era of not just mass unemployment with people who have no skills. That kind of thing has happened before. You know, the Industrial Revolution just fired all of those people, but some other jobs became available. But I can't imagine what those other jobs are going to be this time around. I just don't think that it will be. And so the people who are in charge of the AI, well, I mean, if you think they're rich now, just wait. They'll be doubling their wealth easily, and the rest of us won't have a bean because there won't be any jobs other than delivering pizza to people who are sitting at home because they just lost their jobs. So then what?
Yeah, I think it's actually, I went for a whole year of unemployment, not necessarily because of AI, but I just got a job recently, and I went back to the economy, and there was something about kind of like being part of this machine again that made me feel kind of like, oh, I matter, right? Mm. But then you just realize that we don't.
Yeah, none of us
do. No, no. And there's the thing, Nick, like I even was very jubilant that I managed to negotiate myself a £50 uplift a week from what I earned the last time around.
Yeah.
And God, how naive I was, because I'm back to London, and that barely buys me a minute of breathing time. Yeah.
£50. I think that's a pint of lager and a packet of crisps in a central London location. Yeah. So good luck with that, Tiago, and I wish you all the best. Thanks for that. Yeah, the only thing that we will be relying on is the kindness of strangers. The kindness of strange psycho tech bros who don't appear to be very generous people. I mean, people are talking about, oh, there's going to be a universal basic income, because otherwise how will the economy work? And I don't think that they will care. The people with all the power and the money won't care how the economy works, because they will be living in their bunker on the top of a mountain in the middle of New Zealand. And the 100-foot wall is going to keep us lot out. They won't care about any of that. They ain't going to give us any money. I just imagine, I can't imagine what is going to happen next. Because, you know, if all of the people that thought that they were safe are going to get fired, then what? And people say, oh, well, what you want to do is you want to be a plumber, because artificial intelligence can't take a plumber's job. But the problem with that is that plumbers are the ones that get employed by lawyers and architects and accountants, who are all about to be fired. What a way to run a planet, eh?
Dreadful.
0345-6060-973. Friday, Saturday, Sunday night at 10. Nick Abbott, LBC. It's 11:30, the news headlines with Tim Daly.
The crew of the Artemis 2 lunar mission is preparing to re-enter the Earth's atmosphere during the next hour after 10 historic days in space. During their flight, they orbited the moon while also going further into space than any other human beings. Peace talks between the US and Iran involving Vice President J.D. Vance are due to begin in Pakistan tomorrow. The leader of the Conservatives is expected to call for the UK to reset its relationship with the US after the damage caused by the Iran war. And the Foreign Office has confirmed a British man's died following a bus crash in the Canary Islands. 27 others, including children, have also been injured. LBC weather, rain overnight for much of Scotland, Wales, and also the northwest of England. Some of that rain could turn to snow over high ground. We'll see a low of around 3 degrees.
This is LBC. Listen on the move with the LBC app.
When it comes to retirement advice, the last thing you want is to be put in a bucket. Seen as this type of person, or that type of person. At Fisher Investments UK, we never put you in a bucket. We always tailor retirement advice that's just right for you. Fisher Investments UK, retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
Right, who's all in for Cancer Research UK's Race for Life? Sunday Leaguers! Dog lovers! Bait clubbers! Banger dancers! Baby ravers! Potters!
Whether you walk it, jog it, or run it, go all in against cancer. All in to help fund life-saving research. Sign up now and save 50% off entry to your local 3K, 5K, 10K or Pretty Muddy event. Search Race for Life. Discount ends April 19th, 2026. T's and C's apply.
It's happened again. All you said was barrel leg. Now she's looking at you like Nadine isn't your real name. Look at you go as you explain volume cocoon is a key shape for the season. 100% cotton, you say? No way, she says. And then, oh, a little extension of the trouser leg. Check out that pleat. Then you break the news. They're from Primark. Only £16. Be a good friend. You can borrow them. Hopefully she'll forget that. Shockingly chic for £16. That's so Primark. Available in-store and on click and collect.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060973.
I just want to tell you all how happy I am to be back in the studio making a picture again.
It's a radio show, dear. Matthew says, good evening, Nick. Malaria's intervention reminds me of an apology I wrote to a neighbour whose greenhouse I smashed with my football. Yeah, it doesn't help us, Matthew. We've got no idea what the content of that missive was. Tom says, the Washington Ornithological Society have just named the most hated bird of the year, and the winner is the great orange tit. I didn't know that. Is that a fact? Newcastle. Hello, Chandra.
Very good evening, Nick.
Yes, Chandra.
I wonder if we should call Fridays as Saturday Eve Day, but that's a different matter.
Saturday Eve Day. That sounds like an excellent plan.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. You are so kind. In addition to that point, I was hoping to speak with you about three things.
Mm-hmm.
Let me begin with the first thing. These are the words of a psychiatrist in relation to his royal orangeness. Erratic, can't finish sentences, often confused, illogical train of thought, word-finding difficulties. Why isn't the media actually shouting off the rooftops that Donald Trump lost it?
Yeah.
He is very clearly showing signs of advanced dementia. That man should be locked up and fed through a tube, that kind of stuff.
I think that's maybe a little too far, and I would dispute that he has difficulty finding words.
I'm very highly educated. I know words. I have the best words.
He has the best words.
Well, I suppose the practical difficulty is finding the tube that would fit Donald Trump. There is no tube large enough, yeah. Anyway.
Please don't say the word tube again.
What's wrong with that?
Just don't do it. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. I'll listen to you very attentively.
Yes, that's
and
right.
And I'll not do anything you would rather. I don't know. I've lost
Don't say tube or toupe.
I don't wear a toupee.
Neither nor.
Okay. Okay, I'll lose those words from my dictionary.
Yeah.
The second thing is really about dictionary. People use words during war times, which they don't really appreciate that that's not the right way of using those words. For instance, people say obliterate. If Iranian resources, Iranian military resources were obliterated, how come they've managed to just survive literally 2 months of war?
How are they still shooting American planes out of the air and keeping the world hostage to whatever happens in the Bend of Hormuz?
So it either the people who use the word obliterate don't know the meaning of the word obliterate, or the word of obliterate meaning, well, the meaning of the word obliterate must be changed in Oxford Dictionary and Cambridge Dictionary.
Well, you know, the English is not a dead language. It's a live language, and it is changing all the time.
So we can just make things up?
Of course we can, yeah. I mean, I know this is going back a bit. I don't know what the kids say these days, but there was a time when bad meant good. Now, that might not be what immediately is presented in a dictionary if you look up the word bad, but I bet that if you look up a non-concise dictionary, then I bet one of the definitions will be, the kids in the 70s repurposed the word bad to mean good.
Okay, well, it's a bit like...
And everybody is somebody else's bro these days.
Yeah, even women calling each other bro. Which is bizarre. I've heard young women. I felt like saying, look, that's the wrong use of the word, but who am I to?
Yeah. Exactly. Anyway. Yeah, you're not a doctor.
I'm not a doctor.
No. He's not a doctor, you're not a doctor.
What has being a doctor got to do with it?
I've got no idea. What are you asking me for?
Okay, you're not a doctor.
No, I'm not a doctor. I don't know anything.
I know nothing.
He doesn't know anything. I don't know anything. You don't know anything.
What do I know about it? All I know is what's on the internet.
What's on the internet?
Yeah, before you cut me off, actually, I remember two things.
Yeah.
The first thing of the two is, how come J.D. Vance has suddenly come out of the rock under which he was hiding for the last 6 weeks?
Well, the first thing that he did was run away, like as far away as he possibly could get without leaving the planet. Yeah.
Where did they hide him, you think?
I've got no idea, but I think either under a bridge or that rock that you were talking about, yeah.
Okay, well, quite possibly a rock. And the second thing, you are so patient with me. I'm most grateful. And if I ever have a grandchild, yeah. I don't have children.
No.
If I ever have a grandchild, I'll name him after you.
Don't you even think about doing that.
Okay. Well, anyway, the final thing, the absolute final thing.
And in conclusion...
In conclusion, I went to see a horror movie tonight called Undertone. And the movie is about, a female demon called Abizu. Abizu. So I would strongly...
That doesn't sound very frightening. Not, at least not the way that you did it.
Abizu. Anyway.
Not really. It sounded a bit like an episode of Scooby-Doo. Is that what you were going for?
No, it really is called Abizu.
Right.
Abyzou.
I thought you'd had a heart attack and collapsed with the fear of it. Just for a moment there, Chandra.
I thought
we'd lost you. Yeah, you die inside every time you open the news. Yeah, I know.
It's my ghost which is speaking with you. Anyway, I strongly recommend this movie.
Right.
I don't get paid for saying this, by the way.
Yeah.
But I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Right. Well, let me think about that for a moment. Am I going to go and see that film?
No.
No is the answer.
Okay, enjoy your Saturday.
All right, thanks a lot, Chandra. Sounded like a threat at the end there, didn't it? Are you threatening me? It's the kind of thing that Vladimir Putin would say just before he has somebody killed. Oh, well, enjoy your Saturday. Yeah, is Trump unraveling? Well, the evidence appears to suggest that perhaps he is. Donald Trump issued a nearly 500-word rant ripping into his most influential advocates in conservative media over their opposition to his war in Iran. Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, Megyn Kelly and Alex Jones have turned on the president's agenda following the launch of Operation Epic Fury. I mean, they could have called it anything. They could have called it something ridiculous and childlike, like Operation Awesome Smackdown or Operation Bombing Bigly. But they went with a name that Donny's Secret Service detail call him when Melania doesn't unlock the connecting doors to their bedrooms. Epic Fury. Your husband seems always cross, Malaria.
I don't care.
Not that bothered. Trump branded his former allies low IQ, stupid people, and nutjobs and troublemakers in a Truth Social post on Thursday. Is there no one in the White House who can take the phone off this tangerine twerp? I mean, the Statue of Liberty has her head in her hands at this point. The presidents on Mount Rushmore are eye-rolling now.
Don't talk to me that way. I'm the president of the United States. Don't ever talk to the president that way.
So he was screaming about the Looney Tunes people who used to be in his MAGA fan club and who have lately found a spine. And criticised the stupid things that he's done. And Trump said, they are stupid people, they know it, their families know it, and everyone else knows it too. And if there's anyone who knows anything about stupid, it's idiot Armin.
Oh, shut up!
I don't know who came up with idiot Armin, but I'm very grateful. The four right-wing pundits claim that Trump was misled into launching the war under pressure from Israel and that the president has abandoned his America First campaign promises. America First?
The American dream is dead.
And I can't believe I'm about to say this, but I agree with Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, Megyn Kelly and Alex Jones.
What?
Yeah. The president highlighted some of the most glaring embarrassments tied to each of these right-wing mouthpieces. Trump says crazy Candace Owens, accuses the highly respected First Lady of France of being a man when she is not, and will hopefully win lots of money in the ongoing lawsuit, Trump wrote. He said, actually, to me, the First Lady of France is a far more beautiful woman than Candace. In fact, it's not not even close. And no one knows more about beauty than Donald Trump. He used to run a beauty pageant. Used to go into the changing rooms to inspect the facilities, he said. You know, they're standing there with no clothes. Is everybody okay? And you see these incredible-looking women, and I sort of get away with things like that. I sort of get away with things like that. Yes, you do, Donnie, and so much more. Trump then went after Alex Jones over his conspiracy theory that the 2012 Sandy Hook shooting was staged. Trump also falsely claimed that Tucker Carlson never finished college and that he was a broken man after being fired from Fox News. He's never been the same. Perhaps he should see a good psychiatrist, said Trump. Well, someone should. And he, you know, doesn't all of that give you a pause for thought? All these right-wing rage farmers used to be on his side, and Trump got too unhinged even for them. And he wraps up his rant by claiming all four right-wing stars are losers who do not represent the MAGA movement. He said, as president, I could get them on my side anytime I want to, but when they call, I don't return their calls because I'm busy on world and country affairs, and after a few times, they go nasty. Woo! Oh, I felt that coming for ages. Oh, I need to lie down and a cigarette. As president, I could get them on my side any time I want, but when they call, I don't return their calls because I'm too busy on world and country affairs. He says, Donald Trump, too busy on world and country affairs. I think that's code for golfing. He said, MAGA, this is all in capital letters like he's screaming at us, MAGA is about making America great again, and these people have no idea how to do that, but I do. Really? And how's that working out? Hey, America, are you great again yet? 0345 6060 973, Friday, Saturday, Sunday night at 10. Nick Abbott, LBC.
Sunday with Lewis Goodall.
The fact that at times in this conflict we have had to look to the theocratic monstrosity that is the regime of Iran to shed some light on the truth of events does tell us something about the tenor of the American administration with which we are now dealing, because they are so often living in their own parallel slipstream of reality. We just can't look to it for anything. We can't look to it for any semblance of truth.
Sunday with Lewis Goodall. Sunday morning from 10. Listen on our free Global Player app or the LBC app.
All right, resistance, sir. Let's climb.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, my knee's playing up again.
Have you ever had it looked at?
No, but I've been doing a few stretches.
When my shoulder went, Benenden Health got me expert help. Showed me exactly where I was going wrong.
30 seconds, people.
Press play on your health with physiotherapy and much more. All for less than £16 per person per month. Search Benenden Health. Fee review periodically. T's and C's apply. Qualifying periods apply for some services, including physio. UK only. Visit benenden.co.uk.
Experience. It's knowing the difference between a good deal and, well, a great deal. That's why right now you can get a £250 gift card when you take out Saga Health Insurance. You get 24/7 GP access whenever you want it, and the freedom to choose your preferred private hospital with your own room should you need it. Search Saga Health Insurance for a quote today. Start a new policy before the 28th of May. New customers over 50 only. Terms and conditions apply.
Switching to Vodafone full fibre broadband is now as easy as pie. Ooh, freshly baked. It's a walk in the park. Hello, little fella. It's like taking candy from a baby. Come on, as if I'd do that. With One Touch Switch, it's easy. We sort everything out for you. We even contact your current provider. Plus, we'll help towards leaving fees. Switch today to full fibre broadband with Vodafone.
Up to £200 credit to cover leaving fees. More information and terms at vodafone.co.uk/broadband.
Jane!
here knows that Zoopla can provide valuations for any home in the UK, so we can see what that new couple across the road might have paid.
Ooh la la.
Have a nose at what the curtain twitchers next door could sell for. And even see what his own place is worth.
Cool, look at that.
Plus, Zoopla lets you find and compare local estate agents if you do decide to sell up. Think of all those new neighbours you'll be able to snoop on, Jay. If you want to know, just ask Zoopla.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060 973.
Right, so what are we doing?
Given we are doing a radio show, but it does remind me that I do a podcast with Carol McGiffin.
Oh, right, yeah.
It's a problem-solving podcast, and I do believe that you will find it a delight. We solve people's problems while laughing our faces off. Now, if you have a problem that you want us to bend our brain at, then simply send it to the following address, nickandcarol@global.com. nickandcarol@global.com. And prepare to be totally satisfied.
Oh, right, yeah.
Ask for it by name on an internet near you. What's your problem with Nick and Carol? Over 300 episodes up there. People love it. And I do expect that you will too. What's your problem with Nick and Carol? Carmarthen. Hello, Jenny.
Hiya, Nick.
Jenny.
I just want to know, I'm 78.
78 years old?
Yes, you aged me to 108.
Oh, you're the Jenny who's 108 years old.
I'm not 108. I went to Spain on my 78th birthday. Where did you get 108 from?
I believe that you wrote that in your message to me.
And I think you'd better have a word with your glamorous assistant. I've just read my messages, mm-hmm. and they all say, Nick, 78.
So I've been duped.
You've been duped, well and truly.
How was Spain?
Brilliant, hot, absolutely brilliant. It was amazing. We had loads to eat, loads of drink.
Mmm, I like food.
I got a bit sloshed one night.
Oh, really?
There we are.
Right, your age, what a disgrace.
Oh, get off. Get off. But I just want to know, it wasn't my text, it was your lovely...
Oh, assistant. Right, okay. It got mangled in the ether. Yeah, so you're not 108, you're 78.
I'm not 98, she changed them all.
Right.
I'm not 98, and I'm not 88.
And you're not 10 foot 8?
No, I didn't even send that one.
Right, you're 88.
Oh, God.
You're 78.
78, yeah.
78 years old. You get the long version and the short version just for, you know, effort. Where were you in Spain?
El Medina.
Where's that?
Costa del Sol.
Oh, Benalmádena.
I went with my daughter and granddaughter for a birthday person.
Isn't that right next to Torremolinos?
Oh, yeah, but it's better than Torremolinos.
It is a little bit more upper class than Torremolinos. Yeah, that is right,
A lot more upper class.
Yeah.
While you're on, how was Kew Gardens? We're coming in 2 weeks.
Hot, 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 hot. Yeah, it was too hot.
All the bulbs out and everything?
I tell you what, Jenny, when you're going in 2 weeks...
Yeah.
I think the show may be over for at least some of the things. I mean, the cherry blossom will be over, probably, and the tulips might be gone. But I would make a beeline straight to the rhododendrons.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah.
And the bluebell walk, right at the top there by the river.
Okay, yeah. I think we're coming, 2 weeks over.
Yeah, pick up one of those guides and it will tell you what's on. And I think that the Henry Moore exhibition might have started by then. I can't be 100% sure about that.
I try and come two or three times a year, to be honest.
I do that. I go two or three times a week.
I know, you're lucky. You live near there.
Yeah.
We got to come a long way and book a hotel.
Right.
There we are. Okay, Nick, I just thought I'd put you right that you've been duped.
Thank you for putting me straight, Jenny. Appreciate it. 0345-6060-973. Farhat says, I wish to thank the caller last week who reminded us that Back to the Future, the musical, was closing this weekend. I have duly booked a couple of eye-wateringly expensive tickets for tomorrow's matinee performance. Aya Toddler Trump must be wishing he could get his hands on that souped-up DeLorean to go back in time when people liked him a bit. Yeah, when he was just a painted clown off the telly.
Oh, shut up!
Can you remember back that far? Such a great show, and I think it's going around the country, the Back to the Future musical. If you wish to be amused, then that is the show for you. Because there's so many shows that you spend, an eye-wateringly large amount of money, and they're not very good. And you don't know that until you spent the money, right? But trust me, the Back to the Future show is terrific. Kingsbury. Hello, Debbie.
Oh, hi there.
Hello there.
Yeah, I just wanted... I couldn't get to sleep until I thought about the Blazing Saddles connection.
Right. Bend of Hormuz. Yeah, somebody said that, did Trump get the idea for a toll on the Bend of Hormuz from Blazing Saddles? And I didn't get the connection.
Right, okay. Imagine a car park barrier and you're actually in a desert. Well, on Blazing Saddles, they're in the desert. And one goes, and each one is going through separately, putting a bit of money in, and the barrier lifts and they go through. And then the camera pans and you see this long queue of guys all on their horses, etc. So if you superimpose that onto the Strait of Hormuz and put, instead of all those men behind, you put a load of ships behind it. And what was happening in Blazing Saddles was the camera panned back. There was this long queue and each of them going through separately, whereas they could have gone... on either side, they were in the middle of a desert.
Right.
And I think the sea is... Well, that's what I think.
Right. I don't remember that at all. I remember plenty else from Blazing Saddles, but not that particular scene. But that just sounds silly, Debbie. It's a silly film.
Well, it is a silly film, but on the other hand, they wouldn't be able to probably make it now.
Probably not.
Especially the baked beans bit.
I think they'd get away with the baked beans bit. Because I think some of the stuff about the black sheriff, that might have to get chopped up. But,
And probably the Ku Klux Klan, that might...
much else besides. Well. Yeah. All right, thanks for the memories, Debbie.
That was all right.
Okay, cheers, my dear. 0345-6060-973. So we're about, just over an hour before... if everything goes okay, the passengers on that space boat will be splashing down after having done nothing, as far as I can tell. I mean, what were they actually doing up there? And was it necessary for four of them to be there doing nothing? I mean, they weren't engaging in scientific experiments, were they? They took a couple of pictures, which was sort of nice, I suppose. But other than that, is that it? And maybe it's just enough for, the advancement of science. You know, just trying stuff out, see if it works. I tried to convince myself of that, but no, that doesn't really seem like enough, does it? Not for the money, not really. So many problems down here on Earth. Let's fix some of those before we try and fix space. What do you say? I mean, space looks nice, but I wouldn't want to paint it. Hazelmere. Hello, Della.
Hello, Nick.
Della.
Hello. I had a couple of things for you. First of all, was just before that announcement on Tuesday night, they announced it an hour and a half, right, before he was going to let all hell loose.
Which particular announcement are you talking about?
The one from last Tuesday, when he was going to obliterate Iran.
Oh, right. If they don't come to heel and hose me down with flattery, I'm going to kill every single one of them in the name of peace.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Well, the strain, exactly. And it was announced an hour and a half before. The thing is, I was watching on a broker board the prices of everything. And don't ask why.
I'm going to ask why. Why were you looking at a broker board, looking at the prices of everything?
It's just a way to spend time.
Right.
But anyway, it was just after the 11 o'clock news, and suddenly
boom, the price of oil went right down and everything else flew right up.
Right.
So it was quite obvious what was happening. There was definitely some monkey business going on.
Well, there's somebody who seems to be making a boatload of money out of Donald Trump's mystifying outbursts.
Exactly.
And I wonder who knows what he's going to say before he says it.
Yeah, it's almost like there might be some insider dealing going on, isn't it?
It's almost as though that's... you could think that that is true, yeah. Almost as though it is, yeah, almost.
Mm.
Yeah,
but the other thing, I had a spark of genius for you, is, you know, the thing that annoys me most about this is that people doing the wrong jobs. That bloke should not be in government.
Which one?
Trumpy, well, all of them,
him.
But Trumpy especially, because he is, I mean, he's not even a good businessman, but, you know, which of them are, but, you know, if he should stay with business, and what I think would be a good role for him mm-hmm. is he should be brought over here and he could argue with that British Medical Association and he can sort out that doctor's thing. Because all this nonsense about going back to 2008...
Mm. No, I'm not sure that that is nonsense. And I don't think that Donald Trump's really the person to interact with doctors.
I'm not a doctor.
He's not a doctor. He doesn't know anything about doctoring.
I know nothing.
At all. But nice idea, though, Della. Keep thinking. 0345-6060-973. Friday, Saturday, Sunday night at 10. Nick Abbott, LBC.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and
play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation. This is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at midnight. The crew of the Artemis 2 lunar mission is due to begin re-entering the Earth's atmosphere after their 10-day mission. It's expected they'll splash down off the coast of California just after 1 o'clock this morning, UK time. The former astronaut, Mike Massimino, says it's one of the riskiest parts of the entire flight.
The heat shield has got to slow them down from 25,000 miles an hour down to about 300 miles an hour. These are kind of mini miracles that have to happen. The last 13 minutes are probably going to be the most intense part of it. That's when all those miracles have to happen to get them home safely. But it's easy for me to say. I'm not necessarily worried for these guys. I'm just praying everything will be okay, and I fully expect it will.
The head of the World Bank has warned the war in the Middle East will have a cascading impact on the global economy. AJ Banger also says the damage will be far deeper if the current ceasefire involving Iran fails and the conflict goes on to escalate. Peace talks are due to begin in Pakistan later. It's being reported legislation to allow the UK to hand over the Chagos Islands to Mauritius has been put on hold. A £35 billion deal includes a plan to lease back the UK-US military base on Diego Garcia. The decision has been criticised widely by Donald Trump. Four people have been seriously injured and a man has died after a bus crash involving British tourists in the Canary Islands. It happened at lunchtime on Friday. More now from LBC's Jamie Long.
In total, more than two dozen British holidaymakers have been hurt. That's according to the Canary Islands Emergency Service. It happened on the island of La Gomera to the west of Tenerife. Four people are understood to have been severely injured, with a 73-year-old man and a 42-year-old man airlifted to hospital in Tenerife. Foreign Secretary Yvette Cooper says her thoughts are with those affected and the Foreign Office is in touch with the local authorities.
A man's been charged after police found counterfeit guns and ammunition in North London. The 51-year-old from Enfield is due to go before magistrates later on today. He's also accused of possession of a Class B drug. And in sport, Millwall's hopes of automatic promotion from the Championship have suffered slightly after a goalless draw against West Bromwich Albion. They're up to second but have now played three more games than their nearest challengers. LBC weather, rain overnight for much of Scotland, Wales and also the northwest of England. Some of the rain could turn to snow over higher ground and we'll see a low of around 3 degrees. From Global's newsroom, for LBC, I'm Tim Daly.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Nick Abbott.
Hello.
Dude!
And that's from a film with Jack Black in. And if you wish to be amused, then the most recent episode of Saturday Night Live with Jack Black and Jack White, by the way.
Rock and roll!
Is, well, it's not all a laugh riot, but there's lots of chuckles in that, most certainly. They've been on quite the streak, the American version of Saturday Night Live. And I've seen the British one, and it's pretty good. I mean, I would want that to succeed. We need to be amused. Woolwich. Hello, Richard.
Oh, hi, Nick.
Richard.
Hello, Nick. Two things. One, aren't we acting like sort of seven-year-olds in a playground with Trump? I mean, we want him to be our best friend.
We, the nation.
No.
I don't think the nation is. I mean, certain oily charlatans who do not have the best interests of this country at heart want to be his best friend. But I don't think the rest of us do.
I feel sometimes we're acting really needy about this whole thing. I mean,
well, we do need them. I mean, they're our biggest single country trading partner. And, you know, it's a giant chunk of our income if it becomes more difficult to trade with them, which it has already because of his stupid tariffs. And we've decided to make it more difficult to trade with our biggest trading partner, the European Union. So if we take the top two out, then, well...
What's left?
Exactly.
Yeah. But I want to talk about rockets. So that was my main thing.
Oh, yeah.
So 50 years ago, when the kind of the rockets to the moon came back to Earth, they spent a lot of time in quarantine.
They did.
And the thing I find a little bit nervous about this whole thing is that they're not spending any time in quarantine.
Well, they're not landing on the moon.
Well, they're still out in an alien space, you know.
Well, there's no alien space that's actually going into the thing that they're in. That's all...
What if germs cling onto that rocket?
But the thing that they're in, I mean, that's going to splash down in the ocean. So you would think that any outer space germs that cling to the outside of it would A, get burned up on re-entry, and B, get dissipated in the sea.
Yeah, Nick, they come over here on the rockets.
They do.
We should let one in there, we're all in.
We should push them back out of space.
that's my point of view. but on a serious point, don't you think that, who makes the decisions? Someone in NASA has made a decision, actually, it's all okay, we're just going to let this rocket that's been out outside of the Earth, it's going to come back, penetrate back into our atmosphere. And I'm thinking, well, don't we have a say in this?
Well, if one of them came back and they had this the thing that looked like an octopus over their face, then that would be a sign. Even if the octopus falls off and they seem to be okay, do not have dinner with them because you might not like what happens next.
Well, you're on my wavelength. That's what I'm worried about, right. You know?
Yeah. With good reason, yeah. Have they taken precautions? Have they even seen that film? All right, thanks a lot, Richard. Yeah, this space thing is concluding this evening, apparently. The Mail reports it thusly. NASA's Artemis II astronauts will reach the most dangerous part of their mission tonight.
Oh, no.
In the early hours of this morning, about an hour away from right now, the Orion module will make its final approach to Earth and mark the finale of its mammoth 685,000-mile journey, which is 1.1 million European surrender kilometres. At around 12:33 a.m. BST, so that's coming up, when the astronauts are 76 miles from home, the service module which powers their spacecraft will detach from the crew capsule. That's a sound of it detaching, recorded on a previous space jaunt. The four people inside, unnecessarily large number of people inside, then face a 24,000-mile-an-hour hypersonic re-entry into the Earth's atmosphere, which is approximately 24,000 miles an hour above the speed limit. They are definitely going to lose their licences. And they will only have a 3-inch shield to protect them from the 2,760-degree centigrade heat, which apparently is just under half the surface temperature of the sun, which I find hard to believe. The surface of the sun is 5,000 degrees centigrade. Now, I know that that would probably be a little warm, like you would want to find shade, but really, the sun? The sun's heat in centigrade can be written in 4 digits. I find that surprising, don't you? But anyway, I suppose they know what they're talking about, NASA. Although, how would they make that measurement? I mean, you can't get there with a thermometer. How do they know? Anyway, it's about the temperature of what it felt like in Kew Gardens this week. I only just stopped myself from saying it's too hot. Those words formed in my brain, and I almost said them, and then I stopped myself just in time. And to make things even more complicated for these NASA types, an intense layer of superheated plasma will form around the... And I did inverted commas in the air, like Austin Powers. Or Dr. Evil, more accurately. But you didn't see that, because this is not television. I just amused myself. I'm sitting here amusing myself.
Disgusting.
Can you believe that? When children are listening... To make things even more complicated, an intense layer of superheated plasma will form around the spacecraft, blocking radio signals and cutting off communication between the astronauts and mission control for several minutes.
Oh, no.
Yep. Again. Dr. Ed, a lecturer in physics and data science at Queen Mary University of London, said, during the final he was drunk at the time. No, he wasn't. He said, during the final phase of the Artemis II mission, there is no backup, no contingency, and no chance of escape. Blimey, talk about concentrating on the negative. What about the positive? After surviving the most intense heat of re-entry, two parachutes will deploy to slow Orion to about 300 miles an hour. Moments later, at 1:07 a.m. our time, additional parachutes will release to further reduce the capsule speed to under 20 miles an hour before it splashes down in the Pacific Ocean. NASA officials have warned that there is effectively no plan B if the heat shield fails during re-entry. What are they saying stuff like this for? Be positive. Stop talking about failures. The future of the human race depends on their survival. Or at least the future of taking pictures of the Earth rising behind the horizon of the Moon anyway. Other than that, I can't think what they've achieved. We could have ended world hunger with the money that they spent on this thing. Flying to a place that doesn't have food or running water or air. We could have fed all the poor people in the world for 2 years with the money they spent on this. The human race has done it again. Well done, everybody. 0345 606 0973. Chertsey, hello, Tony.
Oh, hi there, mate. It may have water.
Yes, but it's not running water.
No, but it could be, eventually.
They'd have to blast it out of a rock.
Yeah, probably right.
Because if they don't find water up there, then I think the whole project is screwed, isn't it? Because how are they going to transport water to the moon in enough quantities that people will be able to actually live there? I can't see it.
That's quite right. It does count as a good jumping off point to get to the rest of the solar system.
Yeah, and there's nothing there either.
What do you mean? You wouldn't like to go to Mars?
No.
Why not?
Well, what would you do there?
Well, haven't you seen The Martian? You know, with Matt Damon.
Oh, Matt Damon's poop potatoes. Yeah, no, I don't want any of those either.
Oh, right, yeah. What's the best film you've ever seen, would you say, mate?
Does that have anything to do with what we've just been talking about?
Yeah, it was film.
Well, the best film I've ever seen, well, that has a space, that is related to space, or just ever?
Ever.
I'm going to say Koyaanisqatsi. K-O-Y-A-N-A-A-N-I-S-Q-A-T-S-I. Better got that right.
Oh, well, not heard of that.
There you are. See, that shut you up, didn't it?
No, I said I hadn't heard of that.
Right.
But what about 2001, though? That, to my mind, was one of the best films ever.
Yeah, of course it is. What was that at the end? I saw that when that first came out. My dad took me to that film, and it was, you know, thrillingly exciting and all of that, until the end part, and I'm like, what on earth is going on here?
Yeah.
It's frying my child mind.
Well, that was supposed to be what maybe the end of the human race will be like.
Yeah, but it didn't look like the end of the human race. It was just utterly confusing. I mean, it was, you know, it's very exciting and like, visually arresting and, you know, some great ideas in there, but I've got no idea what it was about. What was it about?
Well, getting to the end of the end of time.
You're just making
that
it up now, Tony.
That's what it's supposed to be.
Aren't you? You've got no idea. You're just making it up.
No, I'm not. I used to read Arthur C. Clarke a lot. You know, he's a brilliant science fiction writer,
right,
because he knows about science and engineering as well.
But did the film actually have anything to do with the book?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is that a no?
No, that's a yes. I'm just trying to think. I don't think there was a book of 2001.
Right. So, okay.
So it's probably a no.
So Arthur C. Clarke, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Right. But what does the one have to do with the other then?
Well, he wrote the in conjunction with Spielberg.
Spielberg?
Yeah.
God, you really are making it up now.
They collaborated, and 2001 was the resulting 2001 film.
Yeah, I don't. 2001 was not directed by Steven Spielberg, though.
Oh, I thought it was.
Tony, I think you had better think it out again. Very, very poor performance from Tony there. Three cheers for Tony. Hip hip. Yeah, we're not even grading you on A for effort there, Tony. Shocking. I'll say it again. Koyaanisqatsi. Annie says, so all of these people that are using AI and their businesses, who are they going to sell their products to if nobody is working any Colchester? I assume that there's a word missing there. There's not working anymore. Well, it doesn't really matter to them, because they will have sold their AI to businesses, so they'll be making a boatload of money. And if they are evil and smart, which I do believe they are, they won't sell their AI to businesses, they'll rent it to them. So the money will just keep pouring in over and over and over again. And they will be able to use that money in order to insulate themselves from the rioting that is going on outside, because nobody else on Earth will have any money, and we haven't got any, won't have any food, and there won't be any housing, and won't have any electricity or gas or any of that stuff. I mean, I can sort of see their point in a sort of a Dr. Evil kind of way. You know, the rest of us bags of fat who drag ourselves around on the face of this planet, we are extraneous to their needs. They've got all the money they want, and they're about to have the thing that will really free them, which is artificial intelligence robots who can do all the work, the grunt work, that they would otherwise have to keep us lot around to do for them. The robots will be able to do all of that stuff. And so once they've got robots that can replace us, then they won't need us anymore. And they'll have all of the money and the power and the wherewithal to have a fantastic life, and there'll be just fewer of us. Fewer of us, so that they won't have to squeeze in, you know, budge up so much. And we won't be eating their food and, you know, costing them in healthcare and all that other stuff that is what taxes pay for. And then we won't be bothering them anymore, because there won't be any of us anymore. And as the number of people on the planet diminishes greatly, then they will get richer and richer and more powerful. I mean, that has to be the plan. I mean, assuming that there is a plan. Well, I know that there is a plan. I mean, they wrote it down, they published it, didn't they? And so far, it's going very, very well. I mean, you know, like I said, they're making thousands of millions of dollars a day. Bill says, when Trumpty Dumpty stood on a wall this week declaring to the world that he'll wipe out a whole civilization while the cow jumped over the moon, I'm sure the thought must have run through the Easter Bunny's head whether or not now's the time she's supposed to push him off. It is a bit bizarre. I think we've come to the point at which the human race has jumped the shark. I'm not sure it's all uphill from here. It may be all downhill, but not in a good way. The brakes are off. 0345-6060-973 LBC.
Weekdays from 7 a.m.
This is a shameful, this is a shambles,
straight to the point.
How was that allowed to happen?
Nick Ferrari at breakfast on LBC.
Show some evidence, Minister.
Listen on our free Global Player app or the LBC app. Download it now from your app store. LBC.
Please listen closely to this British Airways briefing. If you're experiencing an increase in pressure, then it's time for a break. Calmly locate your nearest exit here, here, and here. Oxygen will be provided, as will sunsets and epiphanies.
I like to be warm.
Of course you do. Ready to depart? Find your next trip at ba.com.
Tesco Insurance are driving down the cost of motoring with 10% off car insurance. Take out a car insurance policy before the 15th of May 2026 and you'll get 10% off with club card prices. We offer a range of cover options so you can choose the one that's right for you. Save 10% when you buy or renew a car policy with Tesco Insurance. Search Tesco Car Insurance and get a quote direct today. Club card required. Excludes add-ons. T's and C's apply.
UK.
This is LBC with Nick Abbott.
I don't feel normal at all.
Well, what is normal, Gibbon? Do you have any idea what normal looks like anymore? Linda in Manchester says, this war is not a stupid war. Trump did the right thing. Iran needed to be stopped from developing nuclear weapons. Well, whether you believe that or not, it don't make no never mind. Iran has not been stopped from developing nuclear weapons. So he didn't do that. Abdul says, war is just another excuse to take prices of living up, and it's all based on lies, just like Mrs. Thatcher when she said she was going to raise the fuel and abolish road tax.
Liar!
Yeah, well, it's almost as though they don't really need excuses to hike up the price of living because, well, they've shown that they can do it with impunity. We take it and we take it and we take it. I mean, I do suspect, I've said this on the air, probably on my Sunday show, and I'm not defending it, and I don't recommend that you do it, but I kind of understand why there is an increase in shoplifting when you see that giant supermarkets are making £1 billion in profit, which is about double what they used to make before COVID. So you could say, well, you know, the prices had to rise because, you know, the prices to the supermarkets of the goods that they bought rose. But if that's true, then they wouldn't have made such a massive amount more in profit, would they? So that argument gets chucked out the window straight away. So if they're making double the amount of profit that they did the year before, then that rather implies that we are being ripped off, doesn't it? Because otherwise, where's that extra money coming from? I mean, they say that, well, we have to increase prices because the price of food that we're buying is increasing. But if that was true, then why, or how, rather, are they making so much extra money? And some chap that I talked to, he said, oh, well, you know, don't worry about that thing. Don't you worry your pretty little head about that, he said. Well, he didn't, but... he said, but I do have a pretty little head. That is actually factually correct. It's weirdly small, actually. I could fit it through the hole in a polo mint. That's true. He said, don't worry about that, because the companies are reinvesting all of that extra profits in their businesses. No, they're not. They're buying back their shares for hundreds of millions of pounds, thereby increasing the fortunes of their shareholders, who are mostly the richest families in the world. So I can understand the feeling that people might think, well, we're being ripped off by this giant corporate, this faceless corporation. So I'm going to get my own back by, nicking some crisps or whatever it might be. And I don't recommend that you do that. I don't condone it. I'm not saying it's justified, but I'm saying that it might be a reason that it's happening. Just saying. Bath. Hello, Laura.
Oh, good evening, Nick.
Laura.
Are you having fun this
evening? I am having a super time. It's gigglesome over here.
I'm so glad to hear that. Just a question. You know the space landing thing? If I go outside, will I see anything?
I don't know. It's less than an hour away now. It's supposedly at 1:07, but it's going to be... They're supposed to be space landing off the coast of California, but what the trajectory to get there looks like, I don't know.
Well, it would take me longer to get there. I wouldn't get there in time for the landing, surely.
No, I don't think you need to be there at the time of the landing, because it will be arcing through the sky, and it will be bright red, because, the heat that is involved is, so we're told,
immense.
Half the... as hot as the sun
hotter
is.
It's hotter than the sun.
Not hotter, Laura. Be accurate.
I won't be able to... So I will be able to see a big red light across the sky, then?
I don't know, lovely. Laura, what you're asking me for. But I would think that there will be a great red streak across the sky somewhere.
Okay, that's good to know. The most important thing is, though, will there be men with, like... Lego man haircuts and big black frame glasses, like hugging each other and high fiving, and like they do when the space landing is, what's the word, successful?
Yeah, they'll be doing the American thing and going woo.
Yeah, but do they do that still with the black?
Americans wake up wooing. I mean, they get born and the first noise they make is a woo.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's like a water slide, isn't it?
It's their entire life is like a water slide. They just can't stop whooping. It's kind of annoying watching an American comedy. Like Bill Maher, for instance. He'll be up there telling jokes about Donald Trump, and the audience don't laugh. They just whoop. Woo! And then they applaud. It's such a weird reaction to comedy. We, in this country, we laugh. Americans don't. They go, woo! And then they applaud. It's just so grating.
They invented canned laughter, surely.
No, it's not. It's not canned laughter. It's you can see the audience in front of him. They are there, whooping and applauding.
No, I know that.
But
surely they invented
actually laughing.
Did they invent it though? Surely
invent what?
Canned laughter, like adding that to TV and.
I believe they did. Yeah, and it makes stuff unfunny. You know, we in this country we got MASH, for instance, in the 1970s. MASH. Used to be, pretty good. It was a funny show.
The chicken. Oh, it wasn't the chicken. Sorry, carry on.
Chicken?
No, the sad scene. I just remembered that scene with Alan Alda, right?
Is that what you think of when I say the word MASH? Chicken and MASH?
No, as in, you're talking about MASH, and there's a bit where you're talking about a chicken that ends up being a baby, and it's a very famous scene. I thought I'd be blowing your mind right now.
Laura,
I'm 26 and I know what MASH is.
You are out of your tree. What are you talking about?
That's like in the last episode.
A chicken turned into a baby?
People are going to call in angry, I'm telling you that now, because it's a very famous scene. But can I pivot to what I called to talk about? Is that right?
I don't know. What were we talking about just now?
It doesn't matter.
Whooping. Let's talk about whooping some more.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
What was it, your thing?
So, because the world is, like, so awful, and I'm not far off 30.
The world, by the way, is not awful. The world is a fantastic and marvellous place. It's the human beings on the world that are awful.
Well, I can agree with you more. So what I've done is, I was planning to do this when I was after 30, but I've expedited it a few years. I'm really into, like, bird watching now. I've got a bird watching app. And it is restoring my faith in the world.
When you say bird watching app, is it one of those things that records a bird's noise and then tells you what that bird is that made that noise?
Yes, and then some. You can send it, like, the blurriest picture of a jackdaw, like, 100 miles away, and it will know it's a jackdaw. It's insane. I'm really impressed. And I was out today when I would usually be like on my laptop doing something. You know, I went out into nature with my phone, albeit, to find birds.
Still staring at a screen. Yes.
No, I wasn't staring at a screen. I was just recording stuff because I want to eat. Every time you get a new bird, mm-hmm. it does like a little like fun animation where it goes like, "You found a new bird."
Is this an app for children?
No, you don't have to be rude, you know. Like, older people enjoy bird watching, not just children.
Yeah. Apparently you're supposed to take your bird feeder down because there's avian disease about that gets spread.
Yeah.
That's right.
They have, like, a chlamydia and things like that. It's very sad because
please. Nobody wants to hear that.
People post videos. You know how people get those bird cameras now?
Yeah.
And they'll post a video online saying, like, what's wrong with this bird? Mm. And then all the comments are like, you need to burn your bird feeder.
Right.
Disinfect, throw bleach over the ground, you know.
Leave your house and just let it, let nature...
Leave it to the bird.
Exactly right, yeah.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, it's very treatable. If you just bring them to a vet, I mean, we just... we'll treat it.
Well, you got to catch them first. How are you going to do that?
Well, I don't know. You're the one with the bird feeder, not me.
I haven't got a bird feeder. I used to have one, but I just got tired of cleaning them. Because, you know, every time I filled it up with seeds. By the way, it's got to be the right seed. You can't put those mixed seeds in there because those stupid birds, they hate everything except for sunflower seeds. And they'll chuck the other ones all over the garden. That's just so annoying. And it costs so much.
Beautiful garden.
Exactly. Mm. Thank you for pointing that out.
Before you go,
going anywhere.
Oh, okay, that's nice. You know, your podcast with Carol is back now.
Yes, I know that. I know that.
But you're still making two Nick Abbott Habits, which I love, but do you know that you're making two still?
Yeah, I had noticed that I do two a week, yeah. The Nick Abbott Habit, clips of old shows, I think you'll love it. It's called The Nick Abbott Habit, comes out on a Monday and a Wednesday, doubling your pleasure.
And is that in perpetuity?
No, it's mostly on the internet. Thanks a lot, Laura. 0345-6060-973. In English, by the way, not in perpetuity. Just past 12:30 on LBC, the news headlines with Tim Daly.
The crew of the Artemis 2 lunar mission is due to splash down in the Pacific in the next 45 minutes after their 10-day mission. During the flight, its four astronauts ventured deeper into space than any other human beings. Talks between the US and Iran are due to begin in Pakistan later on today. The head of the World Bank has been warning the war in the Middle East will have a cascading impact on the global economy. And four people have been seriously injured and a man's died after a bus crash involving British tourists in the Canary Islands. It happened at lunchtime on Friday on La Gomera. LBC weather, rain overnight for much of Scotland, Wales and also the northwest of England. That rain could turn to snow over central Scotland. We'll see a low of around 3 degrees.
LBC.
There comes a time in your life when you need to make a change, to start a new chapter. It's time to consider a residential park home bungalow from Ecos Group. Castleview Court in Pevensey is a peaceful gated community for those aged over 45, set in a stunning location close to all local amenities. You can enjoy a stress-free move with up to 100% part exchange on your existing property with free site fees for your first year. Make that lifestyle change today and join us at our open weekend on the 25th and 26th of April at Castleview Court, Pevensey Bay, Pevensey. Or visit ecosgroup.co.uk. That's ecosgroup.co.uk.
Happy Meal just got a cosmic boost because the Super Mario Galaxy movie has landed in cinemas and Mario hasn't come alone. There's a whole galaxy for your little ones to discover. Some fun, some food, it's all inside this Happy Meal. Until the 4th of May from 11 a.m. Includes one pre-selected book or toy while stocks last.
Do you?
This is LBC with Nick Abbott.
Absolutely.
0345-6060-973. Jason says there are 9 million sausages in Beijing. That's a fact. Good to know, Jason. No idea. James says the UK should really consider introducing compulsory voting like Australia. It's in our constitution as being one of the values of being an Australian, says James. Yeah, that and ending every sentence in an upward inflection, like everything's a question. Those two things. Oh, and wearing flip-flops in town. It looks horrible. I mean, it really does. You got black filth up to your knees, and you're walking around in those things. Horrible.
Disgusting.
Just stop doing it. Clapham. Ty.
Hello, Nick.
Ty.
How are you today?
I'm super, thanks for asking.
Well, Nick, can you imagine if this flat coming down lands somewhere near the Strait of Hormuz? they're going to, the Iranian who has the American, to send them the money, which is the tariff, in an empty oil tanker. The money in cash.
Yeah.
Now, by the way, what I fought for is this. The people that went under the, those people, the astronauts, they never said they're going onto the moon. They said they were going to go around the moon.
Around the moon.
Which I don't think they can do.
Yeah.
Isn't that what English call gallivanting?
Isn't that what?
Isn't that what English language called gallivanting?
Gallivanting. They're gallivanting around the moon.
Yeah.
Well, that's not what I saw on the video cameras, but maybe they switched them off when they were, gallivanting.
Yeah, and they were going to go to the darker side of the moon.
Yeah, the darker side of the moon, yeah.
Yeah, where we're supposed to lose them for 40 minutes.
40 minutes.
What exactly are they doing for the amount of money?
Yeah, what were they doing in those 40 minutes? Inquiring minds are keen to find out.
I think it's disgusting. I really think it's disgusting. I think something should be done about it.
Something should be done about it.
But you know what I think? I think they were looking for a space for the president, Donald Trump, where he can play golf on the moon, because that's the only way he can stay after he finished from office.
Well, he could hit a hole in one, even without trying on the moon.
Now, what I say to you, he's going to go somewhere when he finished from the office. I believe that is what all this is all about. Looking for a space for him. He's an estate agent. He can still sell some space in the moon.
Right. Well, keep thinking, Ty. I want you to promise me you'll do that. All right.
I will.
Okay. Thanks a lot, mate. 0345-6060-973. I didn't make that up, by the way. They could solve world hunger with the cost of this Artemis, not this specific one, but the entire project. The cost of the Artemis project, up to this point, could have solved world hunger. That's how much it costs. Adrian says, has the golf cart Mugabe been up to much today? Well, he hasn't been up today much, so I don't think he's been up to much today, because he hasn't been up much today, it being quite early in the day over there. I think, what are they, about 5 hours behind, so 7 o'clock in the evening. Yeah, he should be arising from one of his naps any moment now. Laura says, I've spoken to my neighbours and we've collectively decided to spend a year's worth of energy bills ensuring that Nigel Farage never comes anywhere near us. Well, that is just a good policy. Yeah. Tell him how to stick his contest. Maria says, paying the bills for a whole street for a year, doesn't that go against the anti-bribery and corruption law? We ordinary workers have to abide by the law, so why doesn't it apply to politics? It does seem a bit strange. Very curious that the people who won that contest were known personally to Nigel Farage. I mean, there's at least one picture I've seen with them together, perhaps more than that. Maybe it's just a coincidence. But why would they ask people about who they had voted for in the past and who they are going to vote for in the future in order to enter that competition? What's that got to do with anything? What else? Jose in East London says, have you ever seen spitting images Farage puppet? I found it on YouTube. It looks like an alligator with an extended mouth overstuffed with teeth. Well, it doesn't sound like him at all. Let's have Tooting. Hello, Jan.
Hi. Good
yes,
evening,
Jan.
Good morning. Good morning.
Are you excited about the that whole space thing?
Well, I am. You know what? I was so excited. I thought I'm going to see what I can find on YouTube to, mm-hmm. to what's actually there.
Yeah.
All the scientific. Oh, you know all the scientific things in Britain and America.
Yeah.
And there's quite a lot there. But my sister needed upgrading, so I thought I'll do that another time. But I thought I'd find out a bit more
your
about
your system needed upgrading.
Well, my laptop needs what's on there. It's out of date. I need to update it so I can see what this YouTube films.
Well, when did you last?
What did they see?
When did you last? When did you last update your laptop?
Well, I only had parts of it updated recently, and then
parts?
I had cyber security put on it, but not this one, not specifically to watch YouTube, the latest things that show what the astronauts are seeing from our team is.
I don't think, I don't know, it's just the way that you said that sounded a little bit rude.
Why did it sound rude?
Well, I think you emphasised the wrong syllable there.
What did I say?
You said Artemis.
Artemis?
Yeah. But isn't the first syllable the one that gets emphasised? Artemis.
Oh, well, I'm not sure. I'm not. It's a Greek.
Oh,
it's
well.
It's a Greek word. It's an ancient Greek word.
If you're not sure, Jan, then forget it.
No, anyway, whatever it is, Artemis.
Yeah.
Artemis?
Now you've made it sound worse.
You're winding me up, Nick. Nick, but to keep to the point, I mean, there's something I did want to say, though, because it was interesting. I think this will interest you as well. So
go ahead.
The money. So, apparently, that's the latest thing that they've said, NASA has said, is that it's like they're not going to bother with any more of these quick views of the far side of the moon, spending so much. They want to build an actual space station.
Yeah, well, good luck with that.
Over the next 7 years.
Yeah.
But it could cost $20 billion, but it's for
research.
Oh,
it's going to cost way more. $20 billion? Are you joking? The plans from the architects are going to cost $20 billion. Never mind about when they start actually trying to build it. How are they going to get water up there? If they don't find water in a usable form... on the moon. Mm. How are they going to get water up there? How?
Well, that's the thing. Look, the Chinese as well. The Chinese and Russia are wanting to build a space station on the have a lunar base on the moon.
For nefarious ends, I bet.
Yeah, but what's interesting, because I was trying to find out, where did Christina Koch, that one and the female, the only female on this Artemis, is that right?
That sounds right.
She had spent 328 days, consecutive days, on board the ISS. Well, actually, that is... I just found out about it. I didn't know enough about this, but it orbits our planet 15 times a day.
What, the moon?
International Space Station. that is international, so it's...
Yeah.
Who's behind that?
It's international.
Yeah, but the countries like Europe, US, Russia, Canada,
all of those.
Japan... Uh-huh. Yeah, so it's a cooperative thing to do space research.
It's cooperative right up until the point when it isn't, and then they all kill each other for money. Because I'm sure that that's where all this is going. They want to mine the moon for its critical minerals.
Oh yeah, Trump will be up there with Musk. But Nick, the longest single. Oh, no, space flight was by that woman, 338 days.
That sounds like a very bad idea.
But they, how do they live up there? I mean, they're up there on this space station orbiting the Earth 15 times a day.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're
what do they do up there?
Laboratory. I mean, it's a science laboratory.
Yeah, I don't really understand any of that. And what have they actually achieved in all of that time? I mean, does anybody even know? And if they told us, would we understand? Probably not.
Oh, I don't know. Look, China has bought back samples from Mars, and they were actually quite generously gave that to the international community
I bet there's nothing there. It's just a bunch of dust. I mean, they probably picked up some dust in the laboratory and said, well, these idiots will believe anything. We'll give them this. They emptied their Hoover into a bag and handed it over to NASA, the Chinese.
No, I don't think it was good. That sounds a bit cruel, doesn't it? No, they spent so much money on it, though. They sent a probe.
Yeah.
There were no people going up. There
please,
was a probe,
please
a mechanical
don't.
Probe.
Stop saying the word probe in connection with anything that's in outer space.
But look, okay, I think it's Artemis. What is it? Artemis is coming down. It says here what I was reading. I want to find out how they're coming down. They're going to look in the, this is the last day. The crew perform a slingshot maneuver to propel the craft back to Earth without using fuel.
Yeah, well, they better turn the cameras off before they perform a slingshot maneuver because
I don't know what
nobody wants to see that.
Then it says the crew module will then separate from the main craft before splashing down in the Pacific Ocean.
That sounds very dangerous. They're going to hit the sea at 20 miles an hour, which is about the same the speed as you get from leaping off the roof of a two-story house.
Oh.
And if you hit the water at that rate, then it's pretty much like hitting concrete. That is going to hurt.
Oh, no, that's what they say. They're going to... Before, on day four, they took off their spacesuits, but when they come back to Earth, they're going to have to... Oh, no, what they say? They wear regular clothes until they re-enter the Earth's atmosphere.
Regular clothes?
No. Before they enter the Earth, when they do this slingshot thing and then come back to Earth, they're going to have some special gear on to protect them, of course.
Oh,
won't be wearing their ordinary clothes. But they were wearing ordinary clothes when they were up there on day two and four.
Really? That doesn't sound like a very good idea either.
But they seem to be surviving it. They survived it.
Well, so far, I mean, that's at least what we see on the video footage, if indeed that is them on that footage. I mean, it could also... all of it could be AI.
Affirmative.
I mean, we just don't
know.
Do
you think so?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I think it's still exciting in the way...
Not really.
Well, no, I mean, like you say all that money could have saved this the starving... The starving humanity, you know, the ones on the move.
I'm not making that up. With the money they're spending on this jaunt into this excursion into space, they could have solved world hunger.
But for how long, though?
They could feed the poorest people in the world for 2 years.
Oh, could they?
Yeah,
there's some terrible figures about that with the wars and all the displaced people and those looking to migrate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and guess where they're going to migrate?
To England.
Well, not all of them, but just enough to upset certain individuals, certain oily charlatans with Union Jack socks. They're going to be all over this like white on rice.
But anyway, I don't know. I can't. I feel excited about the whole thing.
Well, I want you to keep your eyes on the skies, Jan.
Yeah, but Nick, okay, so anyway, we're going to soon hear about that, and I'm going to try and see what they saw on YouTube in a few days.
Okay.
But Nick, there was something else I called about.
Oh, no.
No, something about about the tariffs on the this is very different, because I thought I'd just share it with you.
Oh, the tariffs on the Bend of Hormuz.
Yeah, the tariffs, because there's some historical precedents I've came across.
Oh, there?
Yes, that's why I thought I'd come.
Well,
say it to you.
Thank goodness you called, Jan. What are these historical references that you've come up with?
This was from the Financial Times weekend when they started. That was the first time I saw about how Tehran could profit $80 billion by having tariffs charging ships to use that whole moose.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, well done, Donnie.
Oh, shut up!
But no, Nick, apparently, if this goes back to the Suez Canal and some what they call it, this, the convention,
UN
convention on the law of the sea.
Yes.
And Tehran was allowed to regulate passage there on the sea and charge, when it was considered, it was...
Are you sure that you've got, that you're all across this information?
Yes, I've got it here. I've actually underlined the article so I won't make...
Oh, you haven't committed it to memory?
I've got a brilliant memory, but not for all of this.
Not for all this stuff, no.
No, because, look, originally, look, the Danish, apparently... historically, used to have a toll charge for centuries, it says. They charged
Danish people.
A percentage of the value of the cargo to use their Danish
Well,
trade.
That's exactly what Iran is thinking of instigating immediately, if not sooner.
Yeah, at the mouth of the Baltic Sea. and it was called San Duis or something. It was abolished in 1857.
Right.
But now,
whenever that was.
Yeah, but you see, in the Suez Canal, was considered Egypt's internal waters, and it was governed by this convention.
Right.
And they charged a tariff for
huge amounts
traffic to use their.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it wasn't
any old canal. Yeah, it was their own personal one. Yeah.
So I mean, in some ways.
So not unreasonable.
Well, I mean, they say here that it's estimated that Tehran could get $80 billion.
$80 billion
a year for charging ships.
Huge amounts, yes.
But and it'll cost them
that much to put back together again all of the buildings that America and Israel have just blown up.
Yeah, but they say at the moment Indian and Chinese companies with ships can pass through. But they're not necessarily destined for Europe. They're going to parts of East Africa and
China.
South America.
Yeah, I would think China. Yeah,
exactly, right.
They're chums, aren't they? The Chinese and the Iranians. I know that seems a bit vague, but that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with kids in the playground. And if you just think about all of this stuff in those terms, then much of it becomes more understandable. Because if you think about it in grown-up terms, it just doesn't. But if it's just kids in the playground who are, fighting with each other and then running to teacher and telling, then a lot of this becomes a little bit more understandable. I mean, some of the leaders sound a bit more childish than others.
You have to see it. It's very cool. Missiles launched, missiles launched, missiles launching. They're launching. Okay, we're ready. Fire, 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 boom, fire, boom. Genius. It's like unbelievable.
Yeah. I rest my case.
Coming up at 1 on LBC, Clive Bull.
The Artemis crew are heading back to Earth. We'll bring you news of the splashdown and ask, is another moon mission really a good idea?
Clive Bull at 1. Listen on our free Global Player app or the LBC app.
It's the most wonderful time.
Booking Hero. On the beach does way more than beach holidays. We now offer millions of combinations of beach holidays, city breaks and cruises. So whether you fancy swimming, sightseeing or sitting on the top deck of a ship, we've got you covered. So stop booking around and whatever your next holiday looks like, get searching at onthebeach.co.uk.
Abter and Atoll protected.
On the beach.
It's happened again. All you said was barrel leg. Now she's looking at you like Nadine isn't your real name. Look at you go, as you explain volume cocoon is a key shape for the season. 100% cotton, you say? No way, she says. And then, oh, a little extension of the trouser leg. Check out that pleat. Then you break the news. They're from Primark. Only £16. Be a good friend. You can borrow them. Hopefully she'll forget that. Shockingly chic for £16. That's so Primark. Available in-store and on click and collect.
At EDF, we don't just encourage you to use less electricity. We actually reward you for it. That's why, when you use less during peak times on weekdays, we give you free electricity on Sundays. How you use it is up to you. EDF. Change is in our power. Households who reduce their weekday peak electricity usage by 50% can earn up to 16 hours of free electricity per week. For full details, eligibility and T's and C's, visit edfenergy.com/r-power.
I'm Will Buxton.
I'm Naomi Schiff.
I'm David Coulthard.
And I'm Joni Shaw.
This is Up to Speed. Available every Monday and Thursday on Global Player or wherever you get your podcasts.
UK.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060 973.
Come on, we're running late!
We are running late. Camden. Hello, Max.
Hi, Nick. Always, always, always lovely to talk to you. Well, I'm being Mystic Max from Camden tonight.
Ooh.
Exactly. And I foresee, and I believe this actually, I really do, that there will be an anti-Trump rising from somewhere. In other words, someone who is strong enough and wise enough to, relate to the sense of most people,
right,
and topple him.
To cleanse humankind.
I agree. I agree. And I think there will, I genuinely think, that's my point, simple as that.
Yeah.
That there
will well, be do you have, a, do you have somebody in mind?
I decided not to, because of age.
You mean you're ruling yourself out?
I just, yeah, I was asked the question first, but I decided no.
Yeah.
But there will, seriously, I'm sure there will be someone who comes up and it works out well. And that's
well, I would question that, because I don't think America is going to have another election. I think that they've had their last election, and that at, if at the very most they do have an election, I think that it does, that the result has been decided ahead of time and Trump wins. My guess would be that he will find some way, some reason to call an a national emergency, and he will have, he will be forced, unfortunately, he will be forced to cancel the elections for your safety.
I can see his point of view, but what I would say is that he's getting old and he's not going to last for another 4 years and kind of function.
I'm not sure about that.
Well, I hope not. But my point is, you never know, and out of the mist might come an anti-Trump. That's my thought.
Well, I think that the I would be very surprised if he did anything other than hand the crown down to his son Lurch.
Ouch.
You know, the one who has looks like a bit of the darkness about him. Not his idiot sons, Uday and Kusei, the other one.
I know. I think you're probably right, but I'm still holding on. I'm still sort of sticking to my point.
Okay,
but someone who
think,
comes up.
Yes, but think of this. Why would he be building a ballroom with a bunker underneath it for himself if he didn't intend to stick around? Yes.
Old people go do funny things, but I know what you're saying.
Old people do the funniest things. Well, that is true. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Max. Oldbury. Hello, Ranjit.
Hi, Nick. How you doing, mate?
I am great, mate.
Listen, you know your jingles that you normally use, yeah?
No.
You know that one, warning, warning, get off the streets.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You need to use that for some people, right, for when I come on. Because, you know, on your Facebook page, fans, yeah, there's a few people that have taken a bit of a dislike to me, right, and saying we don't really like listening to you.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't bother me. And I've been trolled by one or two. But it doesn't make no difference. But you've got a lovely, lovely fan club. And I've also, with you, have got a fan club as well. Okay?
Have you?
So, you know, yeah, yeah. When we know, you know, people come and visit me, yeah. Okay, but you know what I mean?
But you run a shop. They're just customers, Ranjit. They're not fans.
No, they come up and say, look, we hear you on the Nick Abbott show, right, and we want to come with you. Anyway, about Donald, going on about that Donald Trump now, yeah? Now, I think he's gone full circle for the last 2 weeks, yeah? On social media, they've been saying he needs a distraction from this war that's gone terribly wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's thinking, hang on, shall I invade Greenland? No, I've passed that one. Shall I invade Venezuela? I've gone past that one. Shall I try to invade North Korea? Oh, the rocket man stopped me last time. Yeah. So he's got nothing left, and he's run out of ideas, in my opinion, right? So now he's going back to the Epstein files. And even if he does get found guilty, he's made so much money in the last, you know, year and a half, Nick.
Staggering.
Staggering about him. He's never known anything like you. For someone who bankrupted the casino.
Yeah.
And never had a pot to what you call it in. You know, he's got...
Well, it's very interesting that he bankrupted a casino and that so many of his businesses failed. And yet, he says...
I make $400 million a year, so what difference does it make?
So I wonder actually how that works, because how can you bankrupt a casino? You would think that that would be the kind of business that would be immune from failure.
Yeah,
and yet he fashioned a way, which is interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, but can you imagine if he wants to run the toll between that, you know, the Hamas Strait?
Yeah.
He might say to Iran, listen, part of the peace deal is, right, you can charge the ships to go through, but I'll administrate it for a small fee.
Mm. Well, right? If Donald Trump is in charge of it, then it'll dry up and burst into flames.
But what I'm saying, you know, you sick of fans, right? You know, I know a lady that goes to America a lot, comes into my shop. Yeah, she goes to me because she's just come back from America. She goes, people on the streets now are fed up of Donald Trump, right? We've had some family from Vancouver come over. My in-laws live there. My son got married last week. They were here for a week and a half.
Mm.
And they're telling me that they are suffering now. And people are really, really fed up. Yeah. They know they finally are. But the thing is, the guy now has made so much money. And, you know, like your last caller says, he's getting old. He's thinking, well, you know, the last few years of my life, you know, where I've lost billions and billions, I've made billions again.
I hate to break the news to everybody, but he's not dying. He's made a deal with the devil. It's quite obvious. He ain't going nowhere. But thanks for the hope, Ranjit. Always have hope. And keep this in mind.
Emergency, everybody to get from street. Emergency. Everybody to get from street.
That's just good advice. Right, sorry I couldn't get to all of the messages. I will try to get through those tonight when I return with my normal abnormal show at 10 p.m. If you missed any of this show, then you should be aware that the Friday and Saturday shows get put up the internet as a podcast. It's exclusive to Global Player and the new LBC app. It's called Nick Abbott, The Whole Show Podcast. I think you'll love it. Coming up at 4 on LBC, it's James Hansen. But first, here's Clive Ball.
Thank you very much, Nick. And we are just minutes away from the Artemis crew coming back to Earth, splashing down. We'll bring you full coverage of that. And we'll be talking to the space expert, Dr. David Whitehouse, who will talk us through what is happening over the next few minutes. As it, hopefully it'll all go smoothly and... will splash down at about 7 minutes past one. So we'll bring you that, and that will be one of our topics this morning. We'll talk about the moon mission. Is it a good idea and money well spent? Also want to talk about potential mass protests over the cost of living. Can you see that happening? Plus the price of a stamp, bird feeders, and should phones be used in theatres? All that coming up after the news at one on LBC.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and
Play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation. This is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at 1 o'clock. The crew of the Artemis 2 lunar mission is just minutes away from a splashdown in the Pacific Ocean after their historic 10-day mission.
Integrity Houston, your vehicle is in a good config for CMSM SEP. And go for CM Race.
The flight has taken human beings further into space than ever before and is being conducted as a test before more flights to the moon. The craft's been experiencing a 6-minute communications blackout while re-entering the Earth's atmosphere. The space journalist Kate Arkless-Gray says it's a dramatic moment for everyone concerned.
They are going at the fastest speeds. They've got all of that heat, you know, they're going to be experiencing, or the heat shield will be experiencing heat almost as high as half the sun's surface temperature. So we're talking like thousands of degrees Celsius, and they have to get through that, and we will all just be waiting for that moment where we reacquire the signal and we hear their voices once more.
Stay with LBC this morning for the latest on the return of the Artemis 2 mission. Israel has refused to discuss a ceasefire with the Iranian-backed group Hezbollah, but its ambassador to the US says his country has agreed to begin formal peace negotiations with Lebanon on Tuesday. The IDF's been attacking its southern areas, saying they're a stronghold for Hezbollah. Peace talks between the US and Iran are due to begin in Pakistan later. They'll involve Donald Trump's two envoys and his vice president, J.D. Vance, who's warned Tehran against trying to play the United States. On Friday evening, President Trump told reporters what the US would be looking for.
No nuclear weapon, but we'll open the strait anyway. Don't forget, we don't use the strait. Other countries use the strait. So we do have other countries coming up, and they'll help out, but we don't use it. It won't be easy. It won't be